following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okay, to touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU and West Virginia. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome in to an early edition of Cougar Pregame Live because of an East Coast game out in West Virginia. Cougar Pregame Live presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars follow country roads to Morganstown, West Virginia to face the Mountaineers. And we'll get to the game in just a moment, but first, some breaking BYU sports news. BYU Athletic Director Tom Homo announced just 30 minutes ago that he will be retiring as the BYU Athletic Director at the conclusion of the 2024-2025 athletic season. Homo has served as the AD at BYU for 20 years, being named AD on March 1st, 2005. In his tenure, he has seen BYU through the transition from the Mountain West Conference to the WCC in football independence and into the Big 12 Conference. He has seen BYU capture four national championships, 133 conference championships, and more than 350 student athletes having earned All-American status. He's also hired multiple head coaches across all of BYU athletics, including Bronco Mendenhall and Kalani Sitake in football, and Dave Rose, Mark Pope, and now Kevin Young in men's basketball. There will be a press conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. with Tom Homo and BYU President Shane Reese regarding his retirement and the process moving forward hiring his replacement. That press conference will be televised live on BYU TV and simulcast on BYU Radio. From myself and many of us who've dealt with Tom Homo through the years, thank you, Tom, and enjoy retirement. It is well-deserved after a job well done captaining BYU athletics over the past two decades. Now to tonight's game. BYU and West Virginia, they come into tonight's game with a little bit of the Spider-Man pointy meme thing going on. Both teams 6-6 in conference play. Both teams have a 15-8 overall record. BYU is 17th in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency, while West Virginia is 17th in the nation at adjusted defensive efficiency. BYU is an 11 seed in the latest bracketology, and West Virginia is a 9 seed. BYU has lost their last two, and West Virginia has two wins in their last six, meaning this game, it being a possible quad one win for BYU and a quad two win for West Virginia, both teams need a win tonight to strengthen their March resume. The Cougars look to snap their current two-game slide, but are looking to do so under tough conditions on the road where they're 2-5 on the season, and doing it against the leading scorer in the Big 12 Conference, Javon Small, who is averaging 18.9 points per game. Small is also recently named as one of the 10 finalists for the Bob Cousy Point Guard of the Year Award and to the Oscar Robertson Trophy midseason watch list. In today's pregame conversation, I spoke with BYU's leading scorer, Richie Saunders. We talked about facing Small, but we also talked about being on the road for two straight games over the weekend. I started by asking him if that was good for the team right now.
Good and bad, a bit, right? Like, it is good to try to stay focused, but it is long. You know, it is long being away. I mean, I am away from home at least once a week, usually, right? So I wouldn't necessarily say that, but it's always a blessing to be able to get to see new places and experience new things, and to play in different venues. It's fun. It's a fun thing to be able to play in so many venues.
Let's talk about this West Virginia team just a little bit. Like you guys, 6-6 in conference, sitting right there in the same spot, the conference standings tied for six. Like you guys, right there on the bubble when it comes to bracketology and NCAA. And does that make this more of a sense of urgency for both teams with everything kind of on the line there?
No, 100%. There's no getting around it. This is a big game for both of us. This is one of the biggest games of the year, at least from my perspective.
For BYU, do you guys have to look at every game from this point on? I think what, 8 games left? Every game is kind of the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully that's the mentality all the time, but especially now, it's just the nature of what the season is, how this season is shaped up. It's just what it's like. But
We.
well, I will say that like it shouldn't be like extra pressure in it all, right? Like you should just play your game, but with more focus is I think the key.
Is it to the point of the season where you got guys are wa re resume watching?
What do you mean?
Looking at bracketology, seeing where you guys stand on the bubble or not?
Yeah, I think that stuff's gonna take care of itself, in my opinion, and I don't know what it's like for everybody else on my team, but all those are all great and all. Like it's just this distraction. You know, it's not the focus for right now. Like you can't be focused and your whole focus being on a month and a half. Because if you do that, you're going to miss the present, and hopefully taking care of business in the present can have that be the result. Because that's 1,000% what personally what I want. Like, you know, like, but yeah, in my opinion, if you're trying to like be so focused on that and you're worried about, then that's where the added pressure comes in the kind of made up pressure, just psyching yourself out. Great Greg Manning talks about this all the time. You gotta, if you're living in the past, you're living in the future, it creates a fight or flight mode in your mind. But when you're in the present, you really have control. You can actually get something done. So that's my long answer to that question, but that's at least my perspective.
That's beautiful. Let the talking heads like myself worry about resume watch and stuff like that. You guys go out and take care of
Exactly. I
games.
think so, honestly. Yeah.
One more question about West Virginia, then I want to ask a question about your game. Javon Small, he's a very talented guy. He's kind of leading
Yeah.
this team. What do you
Yeah.
guys see, what do you see outside of Javon, and even with Javon as you guys prep for this game?
Oh, he's incredibly talented. Leading scorer in the Big 12. He's get to his spots and he's really talented. This is be my third time playing against him. And you know, like he gets hot and he can get going. So just gotta have all eyes alert, everybody focus on where he is. He accounts for over half of the points either made or assisted by him for this team. But besides him, there's some really good guys. It's just a great team. They got people that can shoot and score, and big guys down low that can really board. Yeah, this is gonna be a fun game.
A question about your game. About a month ago or a little bit more, Kevin Young comes out, starts talking about how he sees you as an NBA player. He's not been shy about it. He's told you, he's told the media, he's telling everybody who listen that Richie Saunders is a guy who can go and have success in the league. As a player, when your coach comes out and waves your flag like that, what does that do for you? Or what has it done for you?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's you know, like it's great to hear that stuff from your coach because you spend so much time with them, right? And to feel that they believe in you, and you know, like it's great. Kind of going back to what I said earlier, right? Like I think it's important to listen, especially when somebody like your coach who, like I trust Coach Young like crazy. I really do, and I love playing for him. You know, and that's a great take that to take that. But I also think it's important to just kind of do your thing. You know, like I'm just, you know, like that's I will like kind of I'm trying to get my thoughts out, but kind of two thoughts is just like one is like it is awesome to have somebody that believes in you. especially somebody that you trust is kind of what I was trying to get at. And then, so the other thing is like, yeah, like use that and put your head down and get to work. There's no way about it. If you get those great comments or whatever, regardless of who it is, and then you put so much stock in those comments, like it has the it can potentially distract you. But you know, my like I've always been taught to just listen and put your head down and work, and stuff will take care of itself. And that's kind of what it is. But I know that if I do that, then he'll be in those important people's ears about that kind of stuff, which I'm super grateful for.
Rich, you will end with this. Two things that this team has to do to get the win against West Virginia.
One is we have got to. It's really a mentality of just being tougher. We've got to be tougher. And that shows itself on defensive end, like defensive boards, crashing on the offensive boards, and just taking care of this ball. So I'd say just overall toughness. So I'll actually say this. I'll say ball toughness and together defense, especially with Smalls coming in. You know, we do those two things. Like I believe this is going to be a great game, and we've got beaten down. That's where we're at right now. We're beaten down, and it's all about the response. Like, how are we going to respond, and how are we gonna get this back on track and see those things.
Thanks to Richie Saunders for joining us for our pregame conversation. Coming up next, we'll head out to talk to Mark Durant as we preview tonight's game against West Virginia. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live. It is time for our game day conversation with one Mark Durant. Joining me now from his Utah Ice Center homebound seat is the one and only Mark Durant. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sad not to be in West Virginia, but I sadly have to miss one or two games a year, not many more than that, and I'm there in spirit, definitely.
Absolutely. Hey, before we talk about tonight's game, I want to get a quick response from you from the breaking news that came out just under an hour ago as Tom Homo announces his retirement effective at the end of the athletic season this year in 2024-25. Tom's been the AD for 20 years here at BYU. A lot has changed, and he's seen the BYU Cougars through a lot. What are your thoughts on Tom Homo stepping aside?
Well, I'm sad for BYU. I'm happy for Tom. He's certainly deserved moving on, doing whatever he wants. But I think about what Tom has done, and man, what an amazing life he's lived, the accomplishments he's had in the sports and in all aspects of his life. Just a really remarkable man, and he's so good and humble, has always treated me with nothing but the great kindness and respect, and made me feel important. And I can't think of anyone who except maybe Lavelle, that has done more for BYU sports than Tom Homo. And he's just fantastic. And I'm really sorry to see him go, but you could see the fruits of his labors in what BYU is doing now, and all the great future possibilities that come about for BYU that will happen will have been built on what Tom Homo has done. So I love the man. I love his family, and I'm just sad and excited for him.
Yeah, absolutely huge shoes to fill for the next guy or the next person to step into that role. But the good news is Tom's got this ship pointed in the right direction and with good momentum moving forward. So, and you're right, he does deserve this. He deserves some time with his family and just to sit back and enjoy life. So, again, our thanks, both of us. Thank you, Tom Homo. Look forward to what's next for yourself and BYU Athletics. Let's talk about today's game. BYU back-to-back road games, Eastern time zone. I talked a little bit with Richie Saunders about this, but the team's slumping just a little bit. Maybe a good time to be away, to where it's just you and your teammates circled together trying to get things right.
Yeah, not a lot of distractions and a lot of bonding and time spent with the team and the coaches and just focusing on basketball. And, you know, I think this team is slumping, but it's not a major slump. I think they're still playing good basketball, but there's certainly things that they need to address. And Richie talked about some of those. They need to play a little bit better defense and I hate to say want it more, but just kind of understand the effort it takes to win on the road. And they've certainly played good at times in the last couple games, but they've had some letdowns, and they really need to find a way to minimize those 5 or 6 minutes in each game where they're having a hard time getting anything going, because you just almost have to play perfect basketball, especially on the road against Big 12 teams, to have a chance to win it. So certainly there's issues and things that can be addressed, but I don't think it's all doom and gloom for this team. I mean, they'd won 4 in a row prior to that. They're at the top of the conference in shooting. I think if they can keep the turnovers down a little bit, shoot well, and avoid those stretches where they just can't seem to put it in the hoop, then they'll certainly have a chance in this one.
In the two-game losing streak, it's interesting. I looked at this today, yesterday. The four-game win streak previous to this, BYU averaged 43.5 points in the second half of games. In the last two games, they scored 24 to Cincinnati and 33 against Arizona, which isn't bad, but if you consider 10 points in the final 9 minutes of the game in that Arizona game. So the second half slumps for this team kind of coming at a key time. But you're right, they've been playing good basketball. It's just those slumps that have come in the second half in these last two games.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, you know, what's causing those slumps? And offensively, I think there's a recognition, especially when you've had a couple possessions where you haven't scored, is to really value the basketball. I mean, sometimes it's fun to make a really great pass, right? But sometimes a good pass is just fine, and we'll end up with the same result, which is 2 or 3 points. And so value the ball at those times and make sure the guys that are shooting are the guys you want to be shooting, whether it's Richie or Trevin or Dawson. You know, guys that shoot at a high percentage are the guys you want shooting in those situations. So you give yourself the best opportunity to score and right the ship quicker. And, you know, you're going to have those moments in games where you go 2 or 3 or 4 possessions without scoring, but you can't let it extend into 8, 9, or 10 possessions. And so guys need to understand their role and who needs to do what when, and guys need to understand their limitations. As much as coaches want to give their players confidence, I mean, you need to have some self-realization of when you should shoot and when you shouldn't. Anyway, that's kind of a long, drawn-out answer, but certainly the coaches and the players, I mean, this is not new to them. They're examining these same things we're talking about and hopefully devising a good game plan so these types of stretches don't cost BYU the game, but our minor setbacks and BYU can keep rolling.
I want to get your quick thoughts on one of the hurdles ahead of him today was Javon Small, who's leading the conference in scoring. And it's not just that he's a scorer, but he can score from anywhere. He's got a great handle. He's really good on the drive, but he's also really good on the stop and pop from three in the mid-range. So really dangerous score on this West Virginia team. They saw him last year at Oklahoma State. But talk about this Javon Small.
Yeah, he's really good, a dynamic player, and I don't know, maybe I've seen him 3 times now, and he's probably scored more points than any other player that I've seen in the conference total, and so I don't really want to watch him score a bunch more points tonight. But what you have to be careful with, I mean, it's a fine line with a player like Javon, who's such a great scorer, because obviously you've got to stop him, or at least limit him to some extent. But if you devote too many resources to him, then you leave other guys open. And BYU has a little bit of a history of not getting beat necessarily by the superstar, but getting beat by the guys you wouldn't expect to. And these are all college good basketball players. And if you leave a guy open, whether it's Javon or whoever, they're going to hit it. And so You need to obviously be mindful of Javon, talk, know where he's at, make sure you're always contesting every shot he takes, but you can't forget about the other guys. And so that's a fine line they'll have to walk, but certainly Javon is a remarkable player and fun to watch. And we saw what a really good player like Jizzle James, if he gets going, how difficult it is to beat a team. So you just have to do all you can so that Javon doesn't get kind of in the zone during this game, or it could be a long night.
Mark, thanks so much. You and I, if you wanted, you can come down to my office and watch the game with me, and we can chill. We can pop some popcorn and chill together.
Yeah, you got some good snacks. You know, you're going to need to get more than popcorn to get me there, Ben.
All right, I'll look and see what I've got.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment with one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at the tell of the tape for these two teams and get you out to West Virginia. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
And welcome on back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, getting you ready for BYU and West Virginia. Quick look at the team sheets. BYU, 41st in the net rankings. West Virginia, two spots better at 39. BYU at 31 in the BPI, West Virginia at 48. In the KPI, BYU's at 65 and West Virginia at 34. KenPom has BYU at a 37 with West Virginia a 44. KenPom also giving BYU only a 37% chance to win today. Hopefully he's wrong. In the latest Joe Lunardi bracketology, as I stated before, West Virginia at a current 9 seed, BYU an 11 seed, and the last team making the bracket. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats in Morgantown, West Virginia for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside cavernous WVU Coliseum on the campus of West Virginia University in Morgantown on a frigid, snowy February night. As tonight, the 15-8 BYU Cougars visit the 15-8 Mountaineers of West Virginia. Both teams in a seventh-place tie in the Big 12 standings with records of 6-6 in conference play. The Mountaineers have won 2 of 3 and are looking to sweep the Beehive State teams after a weekend win over Utah. BYU's in bounce-back mode after a Saturday setback at Cincinnati and consecutive losses. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Rubel. Joined courtside tonight by a special guest commentator. Our right-hand man has moved to my left side to put on the headset as he comes off the bench for Mark Durant. Mark joined Ben Bagley in pregame. That was fun. Of course, he's BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex, already a veteran substitute on this radio crew. Tyson doing double duty tonight. Tyson, glad you're finding a way to multitask here in Morgantown.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Greg. It's an honor to always be on the radio with you. I mean, we have a good record, 3-1, so hopefully
yes,
we move that to 4-1 tonight.
Let's make that point. Tyson has a winning record on the radio, the most important thing for this job. We'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Morgantown, West Virginia, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rubel.
All right, coming up just after the top of the hour, BYU and West Virginia meet for only the fourth time all time, third time here in Morgantown. BYU split two previous games in West Virginia last year. BYU came into WVU Coliseum for the first time and manhandled the Mountaineers, winning 86-73. West Virginia has never played in Provo. We'll fix that on March 1st. when the Mountaineers visit BYU in the Cougs' second-to-last home game of the season. Heading down the stretch now in the Big 12 slate, both BYU and WVU looking to state their case for a spot in the NCAA tournament field. Both squads have been bouncing around the bubble a bit, identical overall and conference records. West Virginia in a firmer position right now. They're kind of penciled in by most people in the field. BYU rankings-wise has the slight edge in KenPom. West Virginia the better net. Tonight's game quad one for BYU, quad two for WVU. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about taking on one of the best defensive teams in the Big 12.
Yeah, I mean, they get after you. I think a lot of their, turnovers come off just being super aggressive off the ball and then, jumping guys as they're driving and so forth. And then just, on the ball, they, like a lot of teams in our league, they'll climb up into you. So, yeah, it's been a huge point of emphasis for us, leading up to this game.
Do they make it mucky? Do they get the game kind of muddy sometimes?
A little bit. I mean, not as much as I was anticipating, watching the film. But they just, they've got some guys who can really get after the ball. But again, they're just opportunistic with their kind of, jumping guys as they drive and stuff like that.
Rebounding's not been a strong suit for them on either side. That what you see as well?
Yeah, I mean, I do see that. They're playing, smaller lineups compared to what we have seen for the most part in this league. So parts of the year, rebounding has been a strength of ours of late. It's been something that's areas we need to improve upon. So hopefully tonight, given that it's a weakness of theirs and something that we've been talking about ad nauseum, I'm hoping to see carry over there.
Talking with Coach Voigt about Javon Small, asked him if maybe he reminds him of somebody we've seen yet. And he's like, in a way, kind of no. Like, he's kind of a really unique guy in this league. He scored 34 against BYU at the Marriott Center last year for OK State.
Yeah, super talented. I would agree. Like, I don't think he's similar to many of the guys in the league. Just he has a great combination of shooting threes off the dribble, attacking and pick and roll. Their coach does a good job of moving him around. They bring him off screen, screening action as well, so off the ball. The big thing with him and their team is, the metrics are crazy when you study it, in terms of how much, it's not even the usage rate. It's just, I think if you just look at their play types alone, I mean, he's responsible for close to 70% of their offensive play types. It is amazing. So obviously huge focal point for us. It'll be a good challenge for us to, execute, somewhat of a unique game plan for a unique player. But I'm excited to see our guys put it to the test.
Does Mowat get a primary responsibility to open things up, more or less?
Yes, he will. And then, they use
Hansberry.
Yeah, Hansberry. So they use Hansberry a lot with trying to get you on some pick and pops and so forth. So there'll be some switching related to that to negate his threes. But I told the guys this morning, it's not so much about who's on him. It's all five guys have him. And that's the attitude that we need to have. And that's what our focus has been.
Okay. Tactics aside, what's a mindset thing you want your guys to have tonight?
Execute what we worked on yesterday. I got after them pretty good. I think our offensive toughness has let us down in the last couple of games, playing on our heels, which first – if you go back to Central Florida, first half of that game, we were doing the same thing all over the place, and I got after him pretty good at halftime. We came out and responded, and so we have to consistently do that. When the game gets going and the crowd gets into it and the defenders crawling all up into you, still have to be able to have that offensive toughness, and that's an area that we have to improve upon. Because when we get, for the most part, when we get shots, we get the shots we want, and they go in at a pretty high clip. And so, we have to get more possessions than the other team. We can't be coughing the ball up. We got to rebound it as well. So that's what's on my mind more than anything.
Okay. And finally, what do you think of this building?
It's pretty awesome. Seeing, Hot Rod and Rod Thorne and Jerry West is lucky enough actually to meet all three of those guys in my NBA journey. But then to come here, see, those guys immortalized here, see the statues and stuff, as just a hoop head, like it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's another good night for BYU. BYU won in this building last year. Good luck tonight in this one. We'll talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball built Ford proud. Tyson Jacks sitting in for Mark Durant. What are your keys for the Cougs tonight here at West Virginia?
All right, I got three for you, Greg. First one is keep Javon Small. Scored double figures in 22 of 23 games this season, including 10 games of 20 or more. He's one of eight players that's averaging over 18 points a game, shooting 89% from the free throw line and 35% from three-point field goal range. I mean, he's going to get his buckets, but you've got to kind of limit him to just not go on a big roll. Secondly, the second half, in the six wins BYU has when they've played well, Richie's averaged over 10 points. Diggers had 22 assists, combined 11 when they're not. When the losses, they're being out-rebounded by six rebounds per game. The biggest thing there is who's going to step up if it starts to go south a little bit. Third and final one is triple coverage. BYU is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the Big 12 in the nation. And West Virginia ranks ninth in the country in three-point defense. So who's going to win out tonight?
Great. Those are Tyson Jex's three keys to the game. Break time now. And this reminder to go to BigOTires.com. And make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from WVU Coliseum in Morgantown, West Virginia, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Once again, Cougar Nation, we welcome you back courtside inside WVU Coliseum in Morgantown, this 14,000-seat home of the Mountaineers, opened in 1970. It is a massive concrete-domed structure and one of the tougher places to play in the Big 12 and nationally. WVU's won 154 of its last 188 home games against unranked teams. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex with you for play-by-play and commentary. Our studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer is Terry South. Control board operators and editors are James Finlayson and Kaylee Radford. BYU Radio Engineering is coordinated by Barry Squires. Eight games remain in BYU's Big 12 slate, and they include five quad one opportunities as of tonight, including this evening's game in Morgantown. As tough a loss as it was Saturday in Cincinnati, that was a Q1 game for BYU. Not a bad loss in the net vernacular. And Tyson, a split of this very tough Cincy West Virginia swing east would be a very solid result.
That would be a very positive result. I mean, people keep talking about, hey, when is BYU going to get these quality wins? They've already shown that they can win on the road. They won at Colorado and a tough UCF team. Essentially, they would have liked to get the Cincinnati so you don't have as much pressure, but yeah, West Virginia, they're playing well. They beat Utah on Saturday, but BYU shown that they can win on the road, and I think, as Coach Young talked about in his interview, I mean, they had a good practice yesterday, and I think they know what's on the line tonight when they take the floor.
Different team, different scenario, but BYU's also shown it could win here in Morgantown, as the Cougs did last year, so they have that memory. A lot of these players do, for sure. Coming up next, we'll hear from West Virginia head coach Darian DeVries. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on after this, live from Morgantown, West Virginia, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, this is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. It's a pair of 6-6 Big 12 teams squaring off in a Tuesday night tilt from Morgantown. First of two meetings this season between BYU and West Virginia. They'll do it again in 2.5 weeks at the Marriott Center. While BYU opened 1-3 in conference play and has since gone 5-3, the Mountaineers opened 3-1 and have since gone 3-5. First-year head coach Darian DeVries, starting from scratch with this year's Mountaineers squad. He's lost a good player in his son, Tucker. Transfer coming in with dad from Drake. Tucker's out for the year. But the Mountaineers are grinding right now and getting it done on the defensive end in particular. West Virginia has allowed 65 or fewer points in each of their last four games. Mountaineers are 11-3 this year when allowing under 70. Javon Small leads the team in scoring. As an Oklahoma State Cowboy last season, he scores that career-high 34 at the Marriott Center, leads the Big 12 in overall scoring this year. He's third in scoring in conference play. A short time ago, I chatted with Coach DeVries about the appeal of tonight's matchup in Morgantown.
Yeah, it should be a great basketball game. You know, I have a lot of respect for BYU and how they've played this year. They're incredibly hard to guard, you know, and there's been very few teams that have been able to slow them down. And that's what makes this league so great, that you see such a variety of, you know, teams and what they're good at and great at. And this will be no different tonight.
What did you see from Cincy and how they did handle BYU on the weekend?
Well, I thought Cincy played very well. You know, they got it going from three a little bit. You know, anytime you have a guy go off the way Cincy did, it changes things for your team. And as a coach, you're always hoping that's your guy on that particular night. So I think it was just one of those things. Like, you know, it's a tough league, and they got caught on a night where Cincy had it going a little bit.
Have you guys ridden through your situation personnel injury wise, to where you think you know who you are, what you've got heading down the stretch here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've been, you know, hurt a little bit with some injuries this year, so our depth has taken a bit of a hit there. But you know, now we've settled in these last kind of, you know, 14, 15 games or so, and for the most part been able to kind of stick with a pretty solid rotation on most nights.
BYU saw Javon Small in a different uniform last year. Last time BYU saw him, he had 34 at the Marriott Center. That's who this guy is.
Yeah, and he can do that once in a while. It's you know, I saw the number, so I didn't know if we were going to put him in an orange junior jersey tonight to see if he could replicate that. But it's one of those things, like, you know, both teams have really good players, and they on any given night, somebody can go off and put up numbers like that.
Is there a general focal point for your team when you look at BYU tonight, what you want to get done?
I think in general, it's just how do you keep them from, you know, putting you in bad spots where they get two to the ball and now all of a sudden everybody's able to shoot wide open threes all the time. But that's easier said than done, because you still got to guard the ball and be able to stop it. And then when they do get by you, you still got to be able to control it. So you have to commit somebody to the ball. So, and that's why I think they're so elite at is just their ability to share it and move it, and play off of one another.
More than 13,000 fans here in the building on the weekend. I presume a great environment. What's the vibe like these days here at the Coliseum?
Yeah, Coliseum's been great. We'll get hurt a little bit tonight with the weather, so that'll take a few fans from being able to make it. But overall, it's been a great home court environment for us, and you know, certainly, you know, something that you have to have in the Big 12, you know, as I know BYU does as well. So that's what makes this league so good.
Finally, Coach, how do you like your position relative to the postseason right now? How big a win could this be for your guys tonight?
Yeah, I think as coaches, you're never feeling like overly comfortable, you know, until those that final game is done. But, you know, every night is just a huge game, and as you get deep in the season, obviously they feel like they're more magnified. But at the end of the day, it's the most important game's the one right in front of you. And tonight, you know, for both of us, you know, tied in the standings, it's a big game for both teams, and we understand that. So you just got to do the best you can to try to win those 40 minutes, and then try to do it again the next time as well.
Coach DeVries, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll see you in a couple weeks back in Provo.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, that's West Virginia head coach Darian DeVries. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith, next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Morgantown on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Greg Wrubell and guest commentator Tyson Jacks with you tonight. Tyson sitting in for Mark Durant this evening. We've got BYU and West Virginia coming up just after the top of the hour. It was here at WVU Coliseum that BYU played one of its best games of last season. And two players in particular outstanding. Fuseni Traore, season high of 24 points, along with 9 rebounds. Dallin Hall scored 8 and dished out still a career high for him, 12 assists right here. Tyson, we've seen some of the best these two players have to offer. And I suspect that if BYU ends up where it wants to be this season, those two are going to have to be an important part of the process. And I think they can still be a huge part of what BYU wants to get done here down the stretch.
No, I agree 100% with you, Greg. I was looking at some of the numbers. BYU statistically has one of the better benches in the country and in the Big 12. And that's really with Dallin and Foose, really not much of a point, a huge point total. I think this is, they both have great memories of this place, played really well last year, and I hope that kind of ignites them a little bit. I know they're both playing a little bit different roles than they saw last year, but still I think they can make a huge impact, especially Foose. I mean, going to be regarded as one of the best bigs that's ever played at BYU statistically, looking where he ranks on all those lists. And you want to see him play well because it puts more pressure on their post, because as Coach mentioned, West Virginia doesn't play a lot. They don't have a lot of height. So Foose can use his, just how he gets to the low post, and he's such a good shot taker and a shot maker.
Final words on the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, the BYU and West Virginia moments away. Both teams 6-6 in conference play. Arguably a bigger game for BYU considering where they stand relative to the bubble. West Virginia may be able to, quote-unquote, afford a loss tonight to BYU, but be a massive win for the Cougs, Tyson. And BYU-West Virginia, K-State, all 6-6 right now in the middle of the pack. It's going to be interesting the way this race for seeding positions develops down the stretch. Huge game for BYU tonight.
No, it is in multiple aspects. I, from my perspective, BYU needs a win because you need some momentum heading into the weekend. Kansas State's maybe behind Arizona, the hottest team in the league, and then you've got Kansas that next Tuesday. A road win will do. I think there's a sour taste in the guy's mouth, Greg. You lose to Cincinnati. I don't think you want to have that heading into Kansas State. I think you want the long flight home tonight with a little bit of a win and be like, hey, we're back to where we are. We're back to stacking good days, positive days.
And BYU be back above 500 in Big 12 play as a result. All right, tip off of BYU and WVU next on the new skin, BYU Sports.
Fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Foose, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Starting lineups for BYU and WVU brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the home team, the West Virginia Mountaineers. At the point, number seven, Javon Small. Small goes 6'3", 190. He is a senior from South Bend, Indiana, transfer from Oklahoma State, and prior to that, ECU. At the two, number 10, Sincere Harris, 6'4", 174, sophomore from Canton, Ohio, and a transfer from Illinois. The three, number 11, Jonathan Powell. Powell goes 6'6", 191, freshman from Centerville, Ohio. At the four, number five, Toby Okami, 6'8", 210, senior from Orange, New Jersey, transfer from UIC and Drake. At the five, number 13, Imani Hansberry, 6'8", 240, sophomore from Silver Spring, Maryland, a transfer from Illinois. West Virginia 15-8 overall, 6-6 in league, 10-3 here at home. Darian DeVries' first season here, seventh season overall. His record here, of course, 15-8, and overall he is 165-63. BYU now at the point, number 3, Yegor Demin, 6'9", 190-pound freshman from Moscow, Russia, out of Real Madrid. At the 2, number 21, Trevin Nell, 6'5", 186, senior from North Salt Lake, Utah, and Woods Cross High School. At the 3, number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", 196, a junior from Riverton, Utah. He played at Wasatch Academy. At power forward, number 0, Mawut Mag, 6'7", 220, senior from Melbourne, Australia, a transfer from Rutgers. In the post, number 13, Kaba Keita, 6'9", 229, a junior from Bamako, Mali. He played at Wasatch Academy and then Utah before transferring to BYU. Those are the starting lineups for West Virginia and BYU. The Cougars are 15-8 and 6-6 in league, identical record to the Mountaineers. 2-5 in true away games for head coach Kevin Young in his first season. BYU in road blacks with royal blue and white, and West Virginia in the home whites with blue and gold. Getting set now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Discover BYU's hidden gem in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. And presiding over the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off, the busiest man in college basketball, referee Kip Kissinger. Working alongside Kip tonight are James Breeding and Rick Crawford. Great to have you alongside Greg Wrubell and guest commentator Tyson Jex with you courtside on this snowy night in Morgantown.
Yeah, it should be a great night. My wife likes me. She thinks I'm gone a lot. Kip Kissinger is gone all the time. I want his Delta points, his Marriott points. Give them to me all. You could go on a few vacations in the summertime with all the traveling that he does.
But yeah, he's the most frequent of Flyers. This will be his 85th game of the season. All right, BYU and WVU, and here we go at the Coliseum. Coach DeBrees said because of the weather, the numbers might be down a little bit. It is a snowy night, and a lot of the West Virginia fan base comes from the southern part of the state. It'll be a tougher drive tonight, but a great building to be in. And it is a unique venue, isn't it?
It's awesome. It's so huge. It's so big. Right, yesterday in Chicago, I walked all the way to the top, and I was pretty exhausted.
All right, opening tap is slapped back to Yegor Damon. And BYU will take it from back to front, left to right, as we see it. And you hear it, the BYU forecourt away from us to our right side. Mowat Mag operates outside the three-point line on the angle right to Yegor. Yegor looks baseline, not there. Bounces high to Trevin Nell. Trevin to the right junction, takes a shove out to Mowat Mag. Mowag will go cross-court, straight away Yegor. Yegor with a five-second shot clock, works his way down the lane, scoops off the window a little heavy. Offensive rebound, Kayva Cater, reset to Trevin Nell. Will fake it from three, drive the key, push shot, short from 10 feet, hit the front of the rim, rebounded by the Mountaineers.
Not a bad possession. Two good shots. Kayla getting offensive rebound. That's a good sign getting on the boards early.
Powell operates top of the key. Now it's Javon Small. Small averaging 19 points a game. Leads the Big 12 in overall scoring. Third in conference play. Small, topside, Hansberry. Amani Hansberry back to Small, left corner. Baseline drive from Sincere Harris. Drift pass in the right corner. Right wing and a return to the corner. 3 yards away from Toby Okani. In and out. The rebound to Yegor. We're still 0-0, more than a minute in here at the Coliseum. Richie Saunders, left corner. Now Nell will cycle high to Yegor. Yegor Demon, right-hand dribble to the right side. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Yegor accelerates to the left junction. Straight away to Nell. Nell holds it high, looks low, stays high to Yegor. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Demon between the legs on Sincere Harris. Will take it down the lane, get right to the rim, scoop and miss it at the window. Just short on the right-hand lay-in attempt. It was right there for Yegor, but he couldn't get it over the rim. At the other end, a foul, a drive, a score, a three-point play chance. Sincere Harris takes it all the way to the hole, takes a hit, puts West Virginia up 2-0. Chance to make it 3-0 after Yegor missed right at the rim at the other side.
Yeah, Yegor, I think, just thought maybe it was a little too easy on there, but then I didn't think he even got the shot off. That was blocked by Coach Young and Kip Kissinger, but what an effort by him to get the end. One for Harris.
So Harris to the free throw line to complete a three-point play. The foul going against Yegor Demon. First on Yegor, first on BYU. Sincere makes the free throw. It's a 3-0 West Virginia lead. Harris, a 79% free throw shooter. Gives the Mountaineers a three-point cushion to open the game. Richie will run it to the right wing. We'll take it right to the hole. We'll go off the window short. Hit the right side of the rim. BYU opens up 0-for-4 from the floor. Javon Small, forecourt right side. Some tough luck at the rim for BYU. And all four of BYU's attempts have been inside. A miss inside for Amani Hansberry. The rebound of the Cougs. And then in forecourt deflected out of bounds. It'll stay BYU basketball.
Yeah, I think they've got good looks. Got to give props to the Wet Mountaineers. They're contesting really well at the rim, but those are shots that should go down. Especially Yegor. See, he'd gotten past the defender.
Yegor, slow bounce out between the rings. The 18-year-old rookie from Russia in the right corner to Mowat Mag. Three off the back iron. Tipped out of bounds by West Virginia. Touching it last was Jonathan Powell, so it'll stay Cougar basketball. BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the men's basketball team.
Yeah, I think you got to start making shots. Like, the frustration kind of stops in Cincinnati. They didn't make some shots and got frustrated. You can't let this go on much longer. You got to get on the board.
BYU 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-1 from 3 from a whip mag a moment ago. Yegor lopes down the lane, and there it is. A scoop off the window with the right hand. Gets it to go, and BYU draws to within 1 at 3-2. First two on the night for Yegor Demon.
The coach talks about just how good his numbers analytically are when he drives and gets that shot.
Sincere Harris into forecourt. West Virginia, right to left from our vantage point. Mowat Mag all over Javon Small right now as the ball goes right side to Toby Okani. Okani, slow bounce to the bump. Underhand scoop to Hansberry for three left side. Front rims it. Rebound. Okani, reset. Three. Miss again from the right side. Sincere Harris. Sincere Harris has a sincerely low three-point percentage. He's now 9-for-45 on the year from the three-point line.
Coach Young does talk a lot about, like, they do give up a lot of threes, but they're trying to give the guys that they want to shoot those threes. And I think that Harris is one of those guys, especially with that low of number.
Now shooting
20% or less.
Yes, well, much less. At Mowat Mag, underhand scoop to the left side to Devin, knocked away from Yegor. Trevin now will backtrack and keep it in the forecourt for BYU. Yegor on the wing left. 5 second shot clock. Lobs low to Kata. Kata at the rim with the finish. Off the assist from Yegor Demon.
Yeah, that's the danger of bringing your big out and kind of flashing him right there, Greg, as Kata's quick enough to get there, and a good pass from Yegor.
4-3, BYU, four straight for the Cougs. West Virginia in forecourt, left side, Okani. Okani free throw line, left wing, Powell. Powell, post feed to Hansberry. Sees a double. Sends high, open three, top of the key, good. For Toby Okani, he's a 26% three-point shooter, but knocks down the triple to give West Virginia the 6-4 lead. Yegor losing it on the dribble into the paint. Turnover, Demon. West Virginia the other way. And Powell, the run-out lay-in. Jonathan Powell scores to make it 8-4, West Virginia.
Yeah, Yegor trying to split three defenders. Didn't work out for him.
Points off a turnover is for the Mountaineers. Three-pointer the other way. Good for Trevin Nellen. It could have been a four-point play opportunity as Trevin took a hit after the make. BYU draws to within one at 8-7. That's the first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Comes from Trevin Nell, 8-7 Mountaineers. The under 16-minute media timeout coming on the break. 15:40 to go until halftime. Toby Okani, three-point range right. Hansberry, short corner right side. Will take Saunders to the base, see a double team, hand to the cutter, Okani, and Okani squeezes it off the window, the rim, and in. Five for Okani, and West Virginia back up 10-7. BYU in forecourt with Saunders to the top. Out to Demon, right wing. Wide open path to the hoop, knocked out of his hands. It'll be, oh, they say off of Yegor.
Yeah, they didn't, there's no foul there. It looked like he, I mean, Coach Young's kind of asking the officials what happened there. I don't think Yeager's pretty sure-handed to lose the ball right there.
All they called it was off of BYU. It's going to be West Virginia basketball after the break. 15-18 to play until halftime. West Virginia 10, BYU 7. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. We've at the first media timeout here in Morgantown. BYU trailing West Virginia by a score of 10-7. West Virginia 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 4 from deep. BYU 3 of 8 from the field, 1 for 2 from the three-point line. So West Virginia's taken 4 threes, made just 1. One of the misses comes from Sincere Harris. He's now 0 for his last 10 at the three-point line, 4 for 45 at the arc, which is 8.9% three-point shooting. BYU's gotten a three from Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell with that three-pointer. He's now solo sixth place all-time at BYU. 214 three-point field goals. His next three-pointer will tie him with Chase Fisher and put him in the career top five at 215.
Yeah, dude, I like Trevin. I mean, he has a tendency to score early in the game. We just need to continue to find ways to not only shoot threes but also get to the rim as well. So good start for Trevin, especially if he gets a team that defends the three so well.
BYU two early turnovers, both off the hands of Yegor Demon, and Yegor will have a seat. Dallin Hall in. West Virginia basketball leading at 10-7, 15-15 to play until halftime. BYU two turnovers, and West Virginia's turned those miscues into 2 points at this point. Beneath the bucket, Toby Okani gets free, and Okani, averaging 8.2 points per game, already has 7. And Fuseni Traore will check in as a response to that bucket inside. Dallin Hall will drive hard to the right perimeter, pounding it with the right hand. He's pressured, has to give it up, jumps it to Kata outside the three-point line topside, down to a 12-second shot clock. Hall on the arc right. Dallin will drive and kick, wide open three, but he won't take it. Mag will instead be stripped. Another turnover for BYU. That's three steals for West Virginia. Okani, drive and dunk. He's got 9. Already better than his per-game average here in the first 6 minutes. And it's 14-7. West Virginia has made its last 4 from the floor. Great answer from Dallin Hall. Three-pointer right side for DH. It's another Mountain America Credit Union three-point basket. And Dallin Hall, who played so well here last year, gives BYU a three-pointer to stop the bleeding for the moment. But yeah, West Virginia has made 5 in a row from the floor.
Yeah, you needed that from him. Just like I said, who's going to step up and stop that bleeding when things are starting to go a little bit south? So good shot by Dallin.
14-10, West Virginia leading it. Javon Small hasn't taken a shot yet in the first 7 minutes. Runs down the lane, takes a trip, and that'll be a non-shooting foul as he ran into a BYU player in the paint.
He wants to get to the basket. He dribbled. I mean, he just eyeing him. He's ready just to launch.
Substitutions, Traore and Ketchings in for BYU, replacing Kata and Mag. And for West Virginia, out come Harrison Hansberry. In come Eduardo Andre and Joseph Yesufu. Yesufu and Andre enter. Ketchings and Traore enter for BYU. 13:45 to go till halftime. Mountaineers nursing a four-point lead. Right corner three-pointer off the iron from Yesufu. The rebound to BYU. Ketchings outlet Saunders. Richie front court right side. Richie base right. Richie takes a hit on the base by Jonathan Powell. That'll be the first foul of the game against West Virginia to BYU's two. Powell picks it up. Cougar fouls going against Nell and Demon. 14-10 Mountaineers lead. There'll be a BYU baseline send in, Tice.
Yeah, Dawson checks in for Trevin. Good shift for Trevin. Let's see if the second unit can do it. They haven't really played as well as I think they could have of late, so let's see if they can kind of really just get assertive early on.
Dawson Baker in the game now for BYU. Foose at the front. Jump hook, no, off the back rim. Got a good look right where he wants it. Rebound to West Virginia. Mountaineers a four-point lead. Javon Small right side. Small is scoreless right now. West Virginia playing well despite. Small pounds it and hands it high to Okani. Okani, the scoring star early, averaging 8.2, already has 9. Okani high to Andre. Andre right wing Small. There it is. Pull, fire, and miss from three. Rebound Dawson Baker. Dawson up the barrel to Ketchings. Return to Dawson, top of the key. Baker to the bump. Baker to the free throw line. Stops mid-alley left and lobs out to Richie Saunders between the rings. A reset now, Foose. Foose on a post-up. Jump hook around and down for Fuseni Traore. Good to see. Foose gets his first two, and BYU within two at 14-10.
Good neck finish by Richie. He saw the defender kind of was in no man's land and finds Foose, and he just easily has that right hook.
Foose had 24 here last year, 24-9. Okani. Slow dribble out front, 15-second shot clock, 12:30 on the game, 14-12 Mountaineers. Small missing a floater from the left elbow. Rebound BYU. Javon Small scoreless in the game. For the lead, Dawson Baker for three. Off the flange. Rebound tipped around, brought down by Okani. He'll clear to Joseph Yesufu. Yesufu, 6 foot, 190-pound senior from Bolingbrook, Illinois. Pulls and fires and misses from three. Rebound collected by Dawson Baker. BYU again down two with 12:02 to play till halftime. DB to the top, right wing Ketchings to Richie Saunders on the arc right side. Now Cannon will cycle Baker left, mid-alley left, Traore on the post up. Out to Baker, right wing Hall, three again. Dallin Hall gives BYU the lead, his second three. That's an early Zions Bank shot of the game, 15-14. The Cougars leading West Virginia for 150 years of helping you succeed. Zions Bank is for you. Zions Bank shot of the game gives the Cougars an 8-0 run and the lead.
Yeah, I don't know the analytics on that, Greg, but I've seen Dallin Hall make that shot about 100 times.
Right corner three. Good answer. KJ Tenner having checked in. Knocks down the triple. Steal at the other end. 17-15 West Virginia. Tenner driving, scoring. Pardon me, Yesufu driving and scoring at the hoop. So five in a row right as BYU took the lead. And that came off of turnover number four. Drive and kick, right corner three. Ketchings can't hit from three, but he's fouled. He'll get three free throws after this. And the foul will go against Javon Small. And so timeout on the floor, 10:59 to go until halftime. West Virginia back up 4, 19-15. But Cannon Ketchings can make it a one-point game from the free throw line after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Two other Big 12 games in action early in the first half in both games. UCF at home trailing Iowa State, who's up 18-12 on the night. That game with 10 minutes left in the first half. In Cincinnati, the Bearcats have a one-point lead, 14-13 over the University of Utah that game with 11:42 left in the first. Now back out to Morgantown with Greg.
Thank you, Ben. 19-15, West Virginia the lead. Javon Small doesn't have a point, and West Virginia scored 19. So where's it coming from? Well, a guy averaging 8 points a game. Toby Okoni already has 9. Okoni was 1 for his last 9 from 3. He's got a triple. KJ Tenner had scored 2 points over the last 9 games combined. He has 3 on a 3. He was 0 for his last 5 from 3 and 1 for his last 10 field goals overall. So it's coming from unexpected places with Javon Small yet to score. And as we come back in, Cannon Catchings does score from the free throw line. He gets 3 free throws as we come back in. It makes it a 3-point game. So Cannon Catchings 1 for 1, 2 for 2. Canada averaging 8.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. A 54% free throw shooter, but that number is coming up.
It is. I was talking to his Aunt Tamika when she was in town a few weeks ago. She said, it'll get better. He's a better free throw shooter than that. Just be patient with him. And it's obviously shown, Greg.
3 in a row. Makes all 3 and makes it a 1-point game. BYU down 19-18. Turnover trouble, troubling early. 4 turnovers turning into 8 points. 8-0 and points off of turnovers for WVU.
Yeah, that's what I think about those guys you're talking about. I mean, they've got easy buckets. That's why they've been able to score so much.
Tenner. Right wing, Yesufu. He'll drive. Take contact beneath the hoop. A block shot. No call on a foul. A loose ball. Now there's a foul as a fight for the rebound. Cougs got the miss. Couldn't find the rebound. Mihailo Boskovic getting early minutes and commits the foul. That'll be number 3 on BYU. Number 1 on Boskovic.
Yesufu.
Mihailo played very well against Cincinnati on Saturday.
He did. Yesufu gets that rebound sitting down. Like, you can't let that happen. Somebody's got to get a ball on that, a hand on that. But no, Mihailo played great.
19-18, BYU down 1. Yesufu for 3, right side. Spins out. The Cougs grab the rebound. No harm done. Cannon Catchings outlets Boskovic. Mihailo, right side. BYU 4 turnovers. West Virginia without a giveaway. Traore operates top of the key. Terminates right wing Bosco. Mihailo Boskovic to the free throw line. Jumps it from there. And, ooh, it's in and out. Looked good. And popped out the rebound to West Virginia. KJ Tenner to the top. Tenner terminates at 15. High to Sincere Harris. Harris will hook a pass low to Hansberry. Collects, scoops off the window and scores. Amani Hansberry on the little jump hook. He's got his first 2. And West Virginia's lead is 3 at 21-18. Done. Large lead for the Mountaineers has been 7. BYU an early 1-point lead at 15-14.
Down was inches away from stealing that.
Catchings free throw line jumper. That's off the back rim. Rebound falls to Foose. Stick back score. Second chance points for BYU. A couple of Mountaineers had to slip through their fingers, and Fusene Traore the beneficiary. 4 points now for Foose, and BYU draws to within 1 again, 21-20.
Mihailo kind of caused a few guys to come to him. The ball just dropped right to Foose for that easy layup.
Javon Small, by the way, is on the bench scoreless. Three-pointer right wing. Good. Knocked down by Jonathan Powell. He's got 5. Powell, a 35% three-point shooter, gives the Mountaineers a 4-point cushion. Already 3 threes for WVU, 3 for 5 BYU, or pardon me, 3 for 10 are the Mountaineers, 3 for 5 are the Cougars from deep. Dallin Hall with 2 of them. Dallin pounds a dribble, right wing Baker, return to Dallin left side. Post feed to Foose. Foose on a back down single team. They don't double. Foose gives it up to DB, open 3. Heavy off the window, wide right. Rebound to Mountaineers. West Virginia forecourt leading at 24-20. Little Euro step, reverse lay in. No, bounces off the iron.
Good little move there.
Rebound Foose, down floor Dallin. Hall, right wing Catchings. Catchings dribbles into a 3. That's good from the right wing. Cannon Catchings has 6. And BYU makes it a 1-point game again, 24-23. Another Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer for BYU.
Yeah, I think knocking those three free throws for Cannon has really, I mean, got him a little bit of confidence right now, Greg. Great shot.
8:15 to play until halftime. No Javon Small, no scoring from Small, yet West Virginia doing quite well. A 3, though, missed from the right side by Jonathan Powell. Boskovic on the rebound. Cougs take it into forecourt right side with Hall. BYU left to right here in half number 1. Dallin, a high lob to Foose. Couldn't collect it. Another turnover and a steal. Hansberry comes away. That's 5 giveaways for BYU here in the first half. And it turns into a missed shot at the rim at the other end. Rebound falls to Catchings. So Sincere drove it and missed it. Right wing, Baker. Baker. Pass off to Boskovic, missing the 3. Rebound Powell. And here come the Mountaineers with a 24-23 lead. 7:35 to play until halftime. The under 8-minute media timeout coming on the break. Tenner, missing a 3 from the top of the key. Rebound Boskovic. Both teams cooling off here.
as the Cougs again come down floor looking for a lead. 7:20 to go. Kevin Young will call timeout, and we will take that break with 7:21 to go until halftime. West Virginia 24, BYU 23 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping the Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. West Virginia has missed five of its last seven field goal attempts. BYU's missed four of its last six, so both teams having a little more trouble finding the range after a pretty stellar shooting start for both sides. It is 24-23, West Virginia leading BYU. Cougs looking for their first lead since 15-14. And the Cougs went on an 8-0 run to get that 15-14 lead after trailing by 7, 14-7. The 7-point lead, largest one of the game for the Mountaineers. They were outscoring BYU off of turnovers 8-0, outscoring BYU in the paint 12-8, outscoring BYU in fast break points 9-0, many of those coming off of turnovers. BYU does have the edge in second chance points right now at 4-0. The Cougs out rebounding West Virginia 3-2 on the offensive glass. For BYU, 6 for Dallin Hall and 6 for Cannon Catchings to lead the way. And for West Virginia, 9 for Toby Okani and still nothing for Javon Small. And Small does re-enter the game for Coach Darian DeVries coming out of this timeout.
Yeah, the bench brought that up a little bit earlier. They've got 16 of BYU's 23 points. That's a great start from them. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Small, I think the last two times he was in, they tried to get a set for him to get on the scoreboard, but he just couldn't do it.
Demon to Nell, curls to the top, misses the three wide right, and out of bounds off of West Virginia. They slapped it, couldn't control it, and it'll be BYU basketball. So the Cougs will keep possession in forecourt. The bench edge right now that Tyson Jex references, 16-5 at the moment.
I think Trevin thought he got hit on that, but it's, I mean, not a great, it wasn't a great angle for either official.
BYU wants a shot clock reset because that shot hit the rim. You can hear them yelling about that. Demon high to Cannon Catchings. Cannon will lob it up for Kata, but there was traffic in the passing lane and a deflected ball. And they'll say that player deflecting the ball came down on the end line with his hand on it. Now BYU will ask for another reset here.
Yep, they will get that reset this
time. They will now. They'll go to full 20. So 22nd shot, 7:05 game. BYU still down just the one, 24-23.
Yeah, Cannon was kind of in between a floating it and throwing it up to Kaba.
Demon to Saunders. Saunders missing a three off the inbound. Richie scoreless on 0-for-2.
He's nailed that a few times, so that's not a bad shot.
But how about this? The two leading scorers for both teams, neither has a point, Saunders and Small.
I didn't have that on my bingo card, Greg.
Jonathan Powell, left wing. Top side, right corner, Yesufu. Cycled Small to Powell, left wing now. Stripe extended to Toby Okani. Okani on a back down, goes to the middle. Jump hook with the right hand, air ball. And Kaba Kata snatches it out of the air, outlets to Yegor.
Good toughness by Cannon. They try to back him up, but Cannon didn't really let him move.
Scoring droughts both teams right now. Yegor will drive and kick, drift it to Cannon for three in the right corner. That's a miss, but he's fouled again on a three and will again take three free throws. And the foul will go against Toby Okani. Foul number three on the Mountaineers to BYU's three. And I do believe three more free throws for Cannon Catchings here. He went 3 for 3 at the stripe moments ago.
Yeah, Kip did say three. I mean, that's what BYU does. That's what Coach Young wants, is spread them out so they have to react fast, and he just couldn't get out there quick enough and hit him. Second time today that he's been fouled in that corner.
Yep. Catchings, after making three in a row, misses. BYU still down one, 24-23. Both teams have scoring droughts going of more than 2 minutes right now. Kip came to the scorer's table and announced a review on something, but I didn't catch what it was. We don't have a feed to the ref tonight.
He said they're going to review so many shots he gets, but Cannon already shot one. I mean, I don't know the rule book, Greg.
That they're going to so they're reviewing where his foot was when he took the shot to see if it was three or two. Oh, and they just confirmed it's three.
But that's kind of like why would you let him shoot one if there was an issue?
So he does get two more after missing one. So still a chance to put BYU in front here. Cannon Catchings at the line, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. After making his first three, coming into the night shooting just 54%, but there's another make for Cannon. He's now got 7 to lead all BYU scorers. The game is tied at 24 now. West Virginia 0 for its last five from the field, shooting 40%, BYU 38%, and Cannon makes 2 of 3, so BYU back in front. Cannon's 5 for 6 at the stripe, and BYU's up 25-24.
This is what BYU struggled with at Cincinnati, Greg, is they take the lead and they just couldn't push it anymore. They'd allow Cincinnati to kind of retake the lead. You got to get a stop here.
Small, still scoreless, Yasifu left side, top side Okani. Okani to Andre. Andre on the arc, hands off to Small. When will Javon Small score for the first time? A bounce pass at the free throw line to Okani. His jumper is missed and rebounded by Trevin Nell. Nell outlets Richie Saunders. Saunders also scoreless in this game to the trailer, Trevin. Trevin's going to drive it, bounce it, and turn it over. Turnover number 7 for BYU to 1 for West Virginia. The trailer, Powell, stutter steps to the right wing. BYU's up 25-24. Small, angle left. Small backs it up to the top, guarded by the taller Yegor Demet. Javon Small between the legs, takes Yegor low, stops at 10 feet, pops on him and scores it. There it is. The first bucket for Javon Small tonight gives West Virginia the lead back at 26-25, 5:25 to go till the break.
Yeah, he got what he wanted. Nice pull-up jumper right over Yegor's hands.
7 turnovers for BYU, 10 points off of turnovers for West Virginia. 10-0 in points off of turnovers. That's your story right now. Yegor pounding it high. Now to the left elbow. Terminates and outside the arc to Richie Saunders. He'll drive it with a 4-second shot clock. It's down to 3, down to 2. Yegor for 3. Wide right, and a shot clock violation didn't hit the rim. 5 minutes even on the clock. Yegor Demin. Now 5 for his last 24 three-point attempts.
I think that's a shot that you'd probably like to see Richie kind of just do a turnaround jumper. You kind of put Yegor in a bad situation because he's got 2 seconds on the shot clock. And he recently just hasn't shown that he can make that shot on a consistent basis, sadly.
Richie, 5th in the conference in scoring in league play, 15 points a game on the season, doesn't have a point in this game. Under 5 to play till the break, 26-25 Mountaineers. It's a tight game, despite the fact that Saunders has yet to have an impact in this game. BYU to 2-3 defensively. At the right elbow, Okani. Powell, far boundary. Straight away, Javon Small. Steps back, stumbles, guarded by Hall. Hall wanted a travel called on Small, wasn't there. Fade away, Okani, no. Rebound, Kaba. That was late in the shot clock for West Virginia. And BYU again, down floor, down 1.
Can they get, they just need to get on, this is when they need a run.
1 tie, 6 lead changes. West Virginia's led for most of this game. The lead is 1 for the Mountaineers, 26-25. Yegor for 3, right side. Heavy. Rebound, Powell. Yegor 0 for 2 from deep and 1 for 5 from the field in this one.
That's a much better shot for him.
26-25, left wing Yesufu. Stripe extended left. Under 4 on the game clock. The under 4-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. This game is pacing for a West Virginia-style score. That's a 3-pointer missed by Hansberry. Carum to Yegor. Yegor forecourt. Bounce pass to the trailer Hall, right wing. Dallin drive, backs it out. Left-hand dribble for Dallin. BYU down a single point, 3:35 to play till halftime. Hall jumps a pass to Mawut. He'll take that 3 right side. Ooh, it spins out. Looked good. Popped out. Loose ball foul.
They're going to pop out on West Virginia.
On West Virginia, BYU basketball out of bounds after this timeout. 4th foul on West Virginia to BYU's 3. 26-25 Mountaineers leading BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Well, this one's turned into a grinder. BYU 1 for its last 8, West Virginia 1 for its last 9. West Virginia now shooting 38%, BYU 33%. This game feels like a West Virginia game. In Big 12 play, the average score in a BYU game is BYU 75 and the opponent 73. So that's the average score for BYU in a BYU game. In a West Virginia game, the average score is 62 for the Mountaineers, 63 for the opponent. Yes, they have a minus scoring margin. And yet they're penciled in for the NCAA tournament right now as we come back in another turnover for BYU. Step out of bounds, I believe, by Richie Saunders. That's turnover number 9 to just 1 for West Virginia. The points off of turnovers is 10-0. So pace-wise, this game feels like a Mountaineer game. Can BYU win this kind of game becomes a question. In 8 of the Cougs' last 9 regulation losses, they've scored fewer than 70 in the game. All right, West Virginia in forecourt.
No, it's the turnovers. It just that BYU can't get it. And not in any momentum because they just keep turning the ball over.
Javon Small operating on the right side, 35 feet away from the basket. Whips a chest pass to Yesufu for three, left side, knocks it down. Joseph Yesufu's got five, a 36% three-point shooter. Yesufu coming off a 14-point game against Utah in his last three, averaging 14 a game after scoring only six per game coming into this one. 29-25, Mountaineers lead it. Jump hook by Foose off the iron left side. Traore is now 2 for 4 from the floor. West Virginia is up 4. Javon Small, left wing. A one-hand hook pass, post left to Hansberry. Back out to Small, 30 feet away left side. Javon to the top, left wing. Powell returned to Small. Small's got Mag on him now. A bounce pass goes to Akani on the hook. Right corner drive, push shot on the baseline from Yesufu, missed, rebounded by BYU. Richie racing at forecourt right side. Saunders, no points in this game. Demon, left wing, now right wing Dallin outside the perimeter. 20-second shot, 2:10 on the game. Yegor will drive from the wing, jump a pass to Richie in the corner left side. Richie will drive, cuff, stop at 3 feet, throw it up, and score it. There he goes. Little push shot right in front of the rim for Richie Saunders, his first two, and BYU draws within two, 29-27.
Yeah, that's what you like to see from Richie. If he's not shooting a three, get downhill, get the defender in the air and make a... I mean, he switched to his left on that one, which is really nice.
Both teams' leading scorers quiet first halves, but Small's two now answered by Saunders' two. Hansberry high to Yesufu. Yesufu in the corner right side, popped out to the top to Hansberry. Hansberry holds it high. Small comes to meet. Javon Small at the top has a pass deflected from Saunders to Hansberry, shoots and misses from three. The rebound tapped by Yegor to Foose, and now Yegor's away. BYU plays for the tie or lead, down 29-27. 1:20 to go till halftime. Dallin Hall, three-point range right, starts on Small. Jumps a pass to Foose just inside the right elbow. Gets low, knocked out of his hands on his turning jump hook attempt. No call, but out of bounds off of West Virginia. So it'll stay BYU basketball with a 13-second shot clock. West Virginia has just one turnover here in the first half. BYU 9, and those 9 have turned into 13 West Virginia points. 13-0 points off of turnovers in West Virginia's favor. All right, baseline send-in for Yegor Demon to the right of the BYU bucket. Yegor looks to his right, looks to his left. No looks to Foose on the inbounds. Back to Yegor on the arc. Yegor down the lane.
Six.
Underhands it to Mawut Mag. Mag jumps it from the middle of the lane, takes a hit on his way up. He'll get free throws to tie the game. The foul will go against Yesufu, his first. Fifth foul against West Virginia with 1:03 to play until halftime.
Yeah, that was a good job by Mag. I mean, Yegor was getting the ball hit by a few different people. He just gets the guy in the air, gets two free throws. Made the best out of kind of a messy situation there, Greg.
So we'll see if Mawut can turn that mess into a couple of makes at the free throw line. Mawut scoreless on the night. Every other starter has scored for BYU. Mawut makes the free throw. He's got his first point. Back to a one-point game, 29-28. This game has been played close throughout the first half. West Virginia hasn't had a lead larger than four since the 14-21 mark. BYU's had a couple of very short-lived one-point leads. Just to tie the game. 29-28 Mountaineers. Mawut at the line for the second of two.
And Trey Stewart coming in for BYU. Great. He also had some good minutes at Cincinnati along with Mihailo. He made that three and kind of helped with that run to get the deficit to single digits.
Played 9 minutes and 10 seconds at Cincinnati. 2 for 2 from Mawut. 29-29. We're tied up. Mag now pressures Small out near the timeline. 50 seconds on the game clock here in the first half. Javon Small races to the rim. Doesn't get it to go, but he's hit and then hits the floor and is holding his back left hip. Foul will go against Dallin Hall. First on Dallin and on BYU number 4. And Small yet to get up. He's rolling to his left side. He was not going to be denied that time. He went 90 miles an hour to the hoop and took a collision at the top of his jump and then hit the ground and is rolling on the floor in pain. Now helped to his feet by a teammate. He's going to walk this one off with a limp and go to the free throw line for two to give West Virginia back the lead. West Virginia's not called a timeout yet here in the first half. And you figured it would come here in the next 47 and a half seconds or Coach DeVries would lose a timeout. Tyson?
I'm kind of confused why they're not letting the trainer come out and see him. They were holding him off. I mean, he looks hurt in a way, or a little bit sore, but why not have the trainer come take a look at him? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the rules that well, but it seems like if somebody's laying on the ground for maybe a minute, have the trainer come look at him.
He's going to just simply limp to the free throw line and take two on the shooting foul by Dallin Hall. BYU can play 2-for-1 the other way. Free throw rattles home for Small. Just 3 points. Two points from the field on 1-for-3, and now the free throw. He's now 37 for his last 40 at the free throw line, an 89% free throw shooter coming into the night.
Nice luxury to have, especially when he's your main ball handler.
Coach Young telling us in the pregame, 70% of their offensive play sets are run for Javon Small. He makes both free throws and gives West Virginia back the lead. West Virginia's led for 16 of the first 19 minutes of play. 31-29, West Virginia on top. Dallin Hall will take it from back to front. West Virginia applies some token pressure that Hall will beat to the forecourt. Dribble handoff to Richie. Richie races to the left elbow. Now across the line to the right junction. Out to Dallin Hall with a 30-second game clock and a 12-second shot clock. So no 2-for-1 for BYU. Foose operating at the top of the key. Hands off to Trey Stewart, who comes to meet. Left wing Dallin. Dallin drive out to Trey for three. Looks online. Knocks it down. Trey Stewart with a three-pointer to put BYU on top. 32-31 with 14.6 to go. And Darian DeVries calls the timeout. He would otherwise lose here in the first half. BYU by one on Trey Stewart's three-pointer. Second consecutive game with a three for Trey. It is 13th of his BYU career on the weekend. And here knocks one down late in the half to put BYU on top.
Big shot. Shot clock running down. But Trey stayed ready. He didn't get lost and where down my drive. He was ready to take that shot up down, pass it to him. You know, I know people look at Trey statistically and be like, hey, like, why is he not shooting good? Like, if you see Trey in practice, I think it's finally starting to translate in a way where he's in the game. Because in practice, I've seen him make 6-7 threes in a row when he's on the scout team, and you're just like, good heavens, right? So good for Trey to stay ready, and what a shot. With the potential to go into halftime with the lead.
Now threes in back-to-back games for Trey Stewart, and we'll call that our All-Pro Capital money moment of the game. Brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Trey Stewart for three, and BYU on top by one, 32-31, with now 15.5. They put some more time on the clock, 15.5 seconds to go until halftime. BYU with five Mountain America three-pointers here in the first half. BYU 5 for 14, West Virginia 4 for 15. So both teams without a lot from their leading scorers, Small with 4 and Saunders with 2, respectively for WVU and BYU, as we head toward halftime. 32-31, West Virginia in backcourt, and a foul on Trey Stewart as he pressured his numerical opposite, Joseph Yesufu, into a near turnover, but it goes simply as a foul against Stewart. BYU's fifth, fouls are even, 5 apiece. 5 players, each with 1 foul for each team.
That's another thing. If you ask Yegor, who pesters him at practice every day, it's Trey Stewart, right? Like, Trey is so good at that.
Okami into Hansberry. Back to Okami in backcourt. BYU with another foul to give here. 6 seconds, 5. Open 3, right corner, Powell knocks it down. And that'll be the half. Somehow, Powell got lost, and he knocks down a three-pointer that puts West Virginia in front 34-32. Halftime recap is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. It's been a really interesting game. There's been no lead larger than 4 points since the 14-21 mark of the first half. West Virginia had a handful of leads as large as 4. BYU had a handful of 1-point leads. In fact, I believe the only lead BYU has had has been by 1. At 4-3 at 15-14, at 25-24, and at 32-31. That's it. So never more than a one-point lead for BYU, but the Cougs are hanging around with West Virginia here in Morgantown. When do Javon Small and Richie Saunders begin to take off with their scoring, or will they, or will the defensive assignments be executed at such a level? And you got to credit Mawit Mag, for example, doing a nice job of Javon Small. Will the defense remain effective on both those two leading scorers who were held to 4 and 2 points respectively in the first half?
Yeah, the interesting thing I'm thinking of, Greg, is, you know, your two leading scorers haven't really scored that much. It's like, when do they start forcing things, which can be really, it can be a detriment, especially West Virginia, since they have 11 assists on 13 made shots.
Javon Small will start with the ball in his hands as West Virginia goes left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number two. BYU coming right to left.
Come back out.
Javon Small open for three in the left corner. And, well, a quick answer to that question. Javon Small knocks down a three-pointer, his first three of the night. He's got seven.
He got Mo up in the air, and then just, I mean, that's probably the easiest shot I'll have all night.
37-32. I said no lead larger than five since the 14-21 mark of the first. Well, now it's no lead larger than four. Now it's a lead of five. Yegor Demon takes a bump out front. No call. Kevin Young irate. Demon high to Mag. Deflected it to Saunders. Saunders will drive it hard to the hole. Reverse scoop and score. Richie Saunders saves the possession that nearly ended up in a turnover at the top of the key. Nice job by Saunders to take it aggressively to the hole.
Two leading scorers score the first baskets for their respective teams right there, Greg.
37-34, West Virginia leading in a minute in to half number two. Pick and roll, the pass from Small to Sincere Harris, and he scores at the hole to make it a 39-34 game. Lead of five, he's got five, averaging 5.7. Yegor Demon out near the timeline. Yegor just 2 points in the first half, averaging 11 per game. Mawit Mag, three-point land left, now high to Yegor. Mag will roll low as Demon takes it to the rim and scoops off the window with a right-handed drive and score for Yegor Demon. And a late whistle. Was that a foul?
They're going to count it, yeah.
And a three-point play chance. Tough to hear the whistle here, but they will give Yegor a trip to the free throw line as he makes it 39-36 and a chance to make it a two-point contest. Yegor with points three and four.
Similar look in the first half, in the beginning of the first half, and it just short-rimmed it. So good for him to go strong and make sure he converted it.
65% free throw shooter will take one and miss it strong. BYU now 7 for 9 at the line. 4 points for Yegor, three-point game. 39-36, Mountaineers lead it. Javon Small averaging 19 a game, had four in the first half. What kind of second half will it be for Small? Three-pointer left side, good again. Jonathan Powell ends the first half with a three, begins the second half for him with a three, and it's 42-36. Six-point lead for the Mountaineers, one off a game-high cushion. Mag to answer from three. Yes.
He does.
Mawit Mag, Mountain America three-pointer. His first field goal make is a three and an answer to make it a three-point game. 42-39, back and forth we go here in Morgantown.
Usually he's in the corner. That's a nice shot from him. Kind of keeps West Virginia's momentum off. Like I said, who's going to step up when West Virginia gets on a little bit of a roll?
Sincere Harris on the right baseline pulls it out to the right corner, guarded by Saunders. A termination by Harris, has to give it up. A bounce pass to the cutting Javon Small. Javon Small, he'll find Okani in the corner for the three. Toby Okani, his second three. He's got 12. He was one for his last nine threes, and he has two threes in this game. He averages 8 point game, 8 points per game. He has 12. Yegor takes a nice screen, driving lay-in score. Kaba Kata walling off his man. There's an injured player down for West Virginia as Kaba drives and scores to make it a four-point game, 45-41.
Trevin Nell had that screen. They're going to review. I don't mean. He's just setting a screen. The guy runs into it. It didn't seem like his teammates let him know that there was a screen coming.
Was it Powell who got hurt, or was it Harris?
No, Powell, but he looks fine now. He looked like he was hurting, but now he seems to be fine. I mean, from my perspective, they've run that play two or three times today, and it's nothing malicious.
Taking a look at it, just an official's timeout here, 17-12 on the second half game clock, so we're not taking a full media break. The lead is four for West Virginia at 45-41. Both teams starting the second half 4 for 4 from the floor, but West Virginia 3 for 3 from the three-point line.
And No call. They just left it as – there wasn't a call in general. I mean, Trevin's not a big imposing guy. He just set a screen. Yeah, I mean, BYU's got to get some stops. It's just three for three from three, and they've all been good looks. It's not like West Virginia's been forcing anything, Greg. It's been – I mean, Small got Mag in the air. Powell was in that corner. You know, it's – they just got to tighten it up a little bit.
Three makes from the field here in the second half of four attempts, and they've all been – and the three of the four have been from the arc. So 45-41, West Virginia leading it. Javon Small, forecourt left side. By the way, there was no call, by the way, on that previous review. Okani at the left junction. Right wing Harris, left side Okani. Okani bangs into Mag at the left junction. Pass goes on the arc, left side to Small. Small with a 3-second shot clock. To Powell for another three. Missed this one short. Rebound Trevin Nell. Quick outlet on a run out to Demon. The kick ahead goes right wing Richie to the trailer. Trevin, top of the key, three. Misses it. Slap rebound collected by Saunders on a reset to Nell. Ball fake it. Drives tripped up by Okani. And it'll be a non-shooting foul as Nell hit the deck. On Okani, that's number two. On West Virginia, foul number two of half number two. BYU yet to foul here in the second half. Foose will check in with 16:28 to play. Yesufu in for West Virginia. Foose in for Kata. Yesufu subs in for...
I think it was Okani because that's Okani's third foul.
Yeah, it's Okani. So he'll sit. He has two in the second half. Three. He has both West Virginia fouls after halftime.
Good job for Richie to get in there and get that rebound, give him another chance. They're going to need to continue to be aggressive. I mean, they had five offensive rebounds in the first half compared to two for West Virginia.
Yegor operates top of the key. Starts on KJ Tenner. Takes him left, right baseline. Foul reach in by Tenner. Foul on West Virginia. On Tenner, his first, the Mountaineers' third of the second half. 45-41, West Virginia leading at 16-18 on our second half game clock. Greg Grubel, Tyson Jacks courtside here at WVU Coliseum. Baseline send in for Trevin Nell coming up.
Fans did not like that call, but Coach Young can talk about how some of the younger guys can get really underneath Yegor just because he's so tall.
Yegor operating outside the right elbow, gets into the painted area, cuffs it, squeezes it up. A travel called on Demon or a foul? Travel. So on BYU, that's
travel.
10 turnovers and three for Yegor. And West Virginia is dicing BYU up in the points off of turnovers category at 13-0. We'll see if they get points out of this possession. If so, it'll be more points off of turnovers. 10-1 is the turnover tally right now. 45-41, Mountaineers lead it. BYU 2-3 defensively. Tenner right side. Yesufu left side. Back to Tenner. Tenner takes a hit by Mag up near the free throw line. That'll be Mag's first timeout on the floor. 15:54 to play here in Morgantown. Tight game throughout. 4-point lead for the Mountaineers. 45-41. Taking a break on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. BYU leading in the rebound category right now by double figures, 25-11 on the boards. Normally, that's a good sign for BYU. The Cougs are 14-2 this year when out-rebounding the opposition. Rebounding's been an issue of late, but much of BYU's good glasswork is being undone by some shaky ball security. BYU's turned it over 10 times. West Virginia, to its credit, Tyson, has one giveaway through 24 minutes of play.
Yeah, they've really done a good job of keeping the ball in possession. BYU, they have six offensive rebounds. It's only 6 second chance points, so you've got to start converting those, and you got to hold on to the ball a little bit better.
So that's a 1-1. Ratio, second chance points to offensive rebounds. Ideally, you want to be 1.2 or better, and BYU sitting at one. Of course, West Virginia hasn't scored a second chance point yet. They have 0 second chance points on 2 offensive rebounds. We come back into West Virginia basketball. It'll be Joseph Yesufu inbounding to the right of the West Virginia bucket. He finds Javon Small straight away. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy takes a flare pass on the right wing. BYU closes out, and it's 2-3. High to Andre. Straight away, Powell, and now Yesufu will drive, bounce it in the post to Andre, who dribbles out of bounds, lost it out of bounds, off his hip, So there's the second giveaway of the night, is all. We talked about the West Virginia ball security, second turnover.
Yeah, good job for Foosh, kind of just holding his own and bouncing right off his knee. But now they got to score off this. They got to get some momentum.
Well, BYU get its first points off of turnovers tonight. Richie Saunders says no from three. Richie missing from deep right side. The rebound to Javon Small. No points off of turnovers for BYU on that trip. Small left wing. Powell returned to Javon straight away. Beneath the bucket to Andre. Waits, squeezes it up and scores. Pivoting in the paint for two. Eduardo Andre with his first two of the night. The former Fresno State Bulldog and Nebraska Cornhusker, coming off a scoreless game against Utah, has two. And now every West Virginia player to play tonight has scored. The West Virginia lead is six. Game high cushion's been seven. Dallin Hall drives the right baseline. Reverse lane on the left side. Missed it at the rim. West Virginia now plays off the rebound for its first lead of eight or more on the night. Small drive and kick. Corner three off the top of the backboard. The miss by Tenner. The rebound to Catchings. To the trailer, Yegor, left wing Dallin, left corner Saunders. Saunders into the painted area, takes a chuck, and that'll be a non-shooting foul. 14:29 to play. Richie Saunders takes the hit. The foul will be against, I think, Javon Small.
That should be a second, yeah.
Should be two on Small, four on the Mountaineers. Let's watch the foul number here. Four for West Virginia, just one for BYU here in the second half. 47-41, West Virginia, six-point lead. The Cougs have not trailed by more than seven all night. Yegor, baseline send-in. The blob played to the left of the bucket. Foose on the angle left. Holds out for Yegor, who comes to meet. Yegor drive, kick. Dallin, 25 feet away on the right. Still on the dribble now, guarded by Tenner. High screen set by Foose. He'll low, a roll low, as Hall will pass right Catchings. Left wing, Yegor for three off the back rim. Yegor 0 for three from deep. Great offensive rebound by Richie. And a reset to Dallin Hall on the arc right side. He will drive. Hand off Foose. Foose up and in with the foul. A chance for a three-point play. Offensive rebound, more second chance points for BYU. Foose has six and a chance for seven.
That's Dallin Hall getting downhill. Coaches preached that for the past few weeks. He needs to get downhill. Especially with them making those two threes in the first half. They got to respect that a little bit more. So good job for getting downhill, and then Foose converting at the rim.
Well, you remember, this is a crucial moment in the comeback. That was a miss by BYU that Saunders hustles to rebound. Yep. Gets it to Dallin, who finds Foose for the score. Chance for a three-point play. Six for Traore. Seven. Completes a three-point play. BYU within three now, 47-44. Here we go. We've got 14 even to play here in Morgantown. It's a three-point game. Slow bounce left side, KJ Tenner. Tenner gets a screen, a pop from Powell, and the shot good by KJ Tenner. Tenner makes it 49-44. Tenner's got five, and he's averaging 2.4 per game.
He knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he got there in the spot, and it had the nice floater.
Foose straddles the three-point line to the cutter. Richie Saunders lay-in on the reverse.
Foose showing it all. The and one, the pass. That's the Foose that we've come to know and love. It's good to see him kind of bursting back on the scene,
yeah,
per se.
Greg. Had a great game here last year. Likes playing on this floor, evidently. 13-15 to play. BYU back within three on the Saunders make, 49-46. Tenner from the free throw line, strong on the jumper. Rebound collected by Traore. And we'll let Dallin Hall take it into forecourt. BYU hanging around here in Morgantown. Down three, 13 even to play. Foose up top. We'll shoot the three and miss it off the back rim, wide open, and he can't hit that. Just missed it there.
I don't think Coach Young really, I mean, he was open, but I don't think Coach Young was a huge fan of that shot.
Yesufu, baseline drive, cut off, hands out to Andre. Andre back to Yesufu. Floater, banks it, misses it. Rebound, slapped out to Small. Won't take that three, nor will Powell. Yesufu will, and knock it down in the left corner.
You got to get the rebounds.
Moments ago, BYU making a three-point play off an offensive rebound. That is a three-point shot off an offensive rebound. Dallin Hall, hard to the end line right side. Foose, mid-alley right. Back to the basket, sees a double, leaves Demon open. Yeager will cuff it, scoop it, miss it. No call. Travel on the rebound by Eduardo Andre, who fell to the floor. So the Cougars will stay in possession after a miss in tight and no call off contact in the fight for the rebound.
And I think Andre fell over Small. I couldn't quite see. There was quite a log jam there, but that could be the break that BYU needs to kind of get the roll on here, Greg.
Four second-half threes, though, for West Virginia after only five in the first 20 minutes. It's a 52-46 lead. West Virginia back in front. West Virginia has led for 24 minutes plus. BYU's led for a minute 51. It's been a grind. 52-46 Mountaineers, 12-14 to play. Foul situation, five for West Virginia, one for BYU. Jersey number one, Trey Stewart drives to the hole and scores to make it 52-48 off the inbounds.
Yeah, could Trey be that guy that brings that spark?
5 points for Stewart now. Stewart earning more minutes on this weekend trip.
As he should.
Okani, right side, Yesufu. Okani, right corner. He's having himself a game. 12 points for a guy averaging 8 per game. And a West Virginia pass straight out of bounds after only one turnover in the first half. That is turnover number 3 here in the second half for the Mountaineers. 4 for the game. We'll take timeout. The under 12-minute media break with 11:46 to go. It is BYU within 4 of West Virginia and Cougar basketball after this. We're taking a break at the under 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Three games in action currently in Big 12 play. 10th-ranked Iowa State pulling away from UCF in Orlando. They're up 50-39 with 11 and a half minutes left in the second half. Utah and Cincinnati locked in a close one in the Queen City. Cincinnati's up 3 points, 60-57. And in the first half with 8 minutes left in that game, or in the first half, 13th-ranked Arizona is up 19-14 at Kansas State. Now back to the WVU Arena and Greg Rubel and Tyson Jex.
Thank you, Ben. Let's take a look at the points in the paint brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And the Cougs have the points in the paint advantage right now, 22-18. The rebounding edge belongs to BYU as well, 28-19.
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
I think BYU's done a good job in the second half of getting downhill and really getting to the basket and converting at the rim. That's something they kind of struggled with at the beginning of the first half, but they've really done a good job at the beginning of the second half.
BYU is 6-for-8 inside the three-point line in half number two. Cougar basketballs, we're back in. Dallin Hall operates down the far boundary. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. The BYU forecourt right in front of us here at WVU Coliseum. Fuseni Traore hands off Richie Saunders, who rips and drives on Small. Kicks right wing Stewart. Back to Richie straight away. Richie Saunders holds the ball at his belt. Left hand dribble to his left side. High to Fuse. Fuse collects. Open top of the key. Hand off Saunders with 4 and with 3. Richie gives back to Dallin Hall with 2 and with 1. Corner 3, Trey Stewart again!
Career high.
52-51. Trey Stewart with now 8. Two career, off his career high.
Career high, 2 3-pointers. First time he's ever made 2 3-pointers in his career. What a time for Trey Stewart.
His Big 12 scoring high extends to 8 points. Draws BYU within 1. A little floater from the base left on the answer by Amani Hansberry. He's got 4. And it's back to a 3-point game, 54-51. Trey Stewart with 8, including a 3 in each half.
And he's guarding Javon Small right now, too. He's kind of doing it all for the Cougars.
Trey's career high in scoring is 10. Foose hands off to Trey. Trey at the free throw line. Left wing, Richie. Richie gets a screen from Traore. Driving reverse lane. Good by Saunders. A nice wall set by Foose as Saunders ends up with 8. And BYU still down, but down only a point now. 54-53. Can the Cougs get a stop at the other end and get a bit of a run going here? The Cougs have made 3 of their last 3, 5 of the last 7.
I like Trey Stewart guarding Javon Small because he's going to talk at the talk. He's going to walk the walk. He's not going to leave him alone.
Okani high. Left to Small. Trey Stewart trails him to the wing left side. Screen set by Hansberry. And Small misses the 3 and gets hit. As Trey tried to get over the screen set by Hansberry, there's contact, and there'll be 3 free throws for Javon Small.
They said he hit his arm. I think he got some body in, but Small put his legs out. I'd like to see a replay of that. Oh, yeah. Nah, he got him. But Small was putting his leg out. That's something that Trevin Nell's been dinged with a few times this year.
And for West Virginia, the guy you want going to the line is at the line. He's made 38 of his last 41 free throws. He's at 90% on the year, and he shoots 3, and the Cougs do not get the stop after drawing to within 1. 10:03 to play here in Morgantown. Small with the make. He's got 3 of 3 at the line. 8 points on the night for Javon Small. A lower scoring night for Javon. In KenPom's Player of the Year ratings, Small is 7th nationally coming in 2 tonight.
You can definitely see why, Greg.
Miss, rare miss.
He runs the team, right? Like that 70% use, like whatever Coach Young used, that analytics, like that's insane. But he's efficient. I don't feel like tonight I've ever seen him like way out of control. You know, I think he forced some shots early on, but he's really finding his groove right now, even with Trey kind of just right on top of him.
3rd of 3 make. So 2 of 3 on the trip, 9 points on the night. It's a one possession game, 56-53, West Virginia leading BYU. The Cougs last led in the last minute of the first half. Dallin to the top, short roll to Foose, bobbled it to the baseline, and we have BYU basketball and a West Virginia player out of bounds touching the ball. And the West Virginia fans applauding the effort on the loose ball. Dallin Hall will trigger in front of the BYU bench. 17-second shot clock, 9:50 game clock. Dallin Hall will be handed the ball by Kip Kissinger. Dallin inbounds to our left to Saunders. Saunders, Traore, wing left. Foose looking low, hands off to Saunders. Saunders inside the three-point line, straight away Trey. Trey Stewart driving kick. Cannon Catchings into a three. Knocks it down and ties the game at 56. Cannon Catchings, cannon fire from the right side. He's got 11.
That's what Coach Young wants him to do. Catch and shoot three. Catch and shoot three.
56-56. Foul out front on Stewart.
Yeah, I mean, Javon Small did a little stop and go, and Trey was right there. Good call by the officiating crew, but what a shot by Cannon. That's one thing BYU, that they've come up with big shots today when they needed it. But can they get a stop here, and can they get some momentum, Greg?
9:26 remaining. The Cougs made their last 4 from the floor. Stewart's got 3 on the night, BYU 3 in the second half. West Virginia 5 fouls. Small gives it up to Hansberry, high side. Left side, Sincere Harris. Harris will drive it down the lane, turn in the paint, somehow squeeze it up and score it. Almost a blind shot by Sincere Harris. He's got 7, and again an answer from West Virginia.
I don't think he saw the basket.
BYU can tie or take a lead, though, down 58-56. 9 minutes to play. Cannon just inside the three-point line. Dallin Hall right side, 35 feet away, into a deep three. Off the back rim, off the top of the backboard, rebound, Amani Hansberry. 58-56 Mountaineers, 8:46 to go. That was long out. Dallin hit one from right there, I think, last year here.
Yep, and a big moment, too.
Javon Small, right wing. Trevin Nell prepares to enter for BYU. Stewart guarding Small, 8:30 on the clock, 10-second shot clock for Javon Small. Sense of the moment for Small. Behind the back, pass to Hansberry for 3. Short on it, rebound Stewart. Stewart leads a 2-on-2 for BYU. Numbers catch up. Saunders to Stewart straight away, left to Dallin. Dallin will fake it to his left and dribble to his right. 20-second shot clock for BYU. Foose operates up high. Let's Canning's catching pass by. Hall. Drive, kick in the corner. Cannon, pull, fires short on it. Offensive rebound, Foose. Reset Ritchie for the lead. Short on it. Offensive rebound, Ritchie drives back in, takes contact, squeezes it up, and no call, but out of bounds off of BYU. It'll be West Virginia basketball next. 7:55 to go, the under 8 minute media timeout. Ritchie took it to the hole, took a hit, and there was no call as the ball squeezed out of his fingertips. It'll be West Virginia with a 2-point lead in the basketball next. 58-56, Mountaineers on top in Morgantown on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Good game we've got here. It's been tight from start to almost finish here. 7:55 to go in Morgantown. 58-56, West Virginia leading BYU. Kevin Young in our pregame talked about this kind of game, this kind of time, this kind of moment when he wants toughness from his team. Just find a way to be tough in a game that West Virginia has led almost throughout, but hasn't led by enough points to put you too much in the rear view. The Cougs have been right there all night long.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a great job of showing their toughness and not really backing down, but they haven't been able to get over that hump quite yet, Greg. And let's see if they can get a stop here and retake the lead and kind of push it out a little bit.
Yesufu and now Small will take it from back to front, left to right from our vantage point. 20 seconds on the shot as Small passes the dividing line. Javon Small, averaging 19 a game, has been held to 9 at this point.
And just 4 shots as well.
Mag will now draw the assignment on Small. Gives to Harris, who bounces baseline to Hansberry, and he gets open for the reverse flip. He's got 6, and back to a 4-point lead, 60-56. Darian DeVries is up on his feet, exhorting the crowd here at the Coliseum to get on their feet and get loud. Dallin Hall with the ball, far boundary. Now past the timeline, 7:10 to play. Hall straight away to Traore. Foose hands off Hall. Hall will curl to the free throw line. Now take it down the lane right side. Little shot in the post, no good.
He got it. There's a lot of contact there, and I think Dallin, I mean, that wasn't a forced shot, but I think he was thinking a hip check should be enough for a foul call.
West Virginia now can push it out to a 6 or 7 point lead. Their large lead's been 7. BYU's had a couple of very brief 1-point leads in this game. Powell, left wing Hansberry. Gives to Small, nearly stepped on the boundary. Hansberry, mid-range jumper, scores it. Wow. Amani Hansberry's got 8, 6 coming after the half, and it's a 6-point lead. BYU tied the game at 56. Now it's a 6-0 West Virginia run, and the Cougars call timeout in forecourt, and we're going to take it. 6:25 to go. Timeout on the floor. 62-56. Mountaineers lead the Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
West Virginia going 5 of 6 from the floor as the Cougars go 0 for their last 4. West Virginia pulls out to a 6-point lead. Cougar basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices, and 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers. We price match. Well, the Cougs have fought well to hang in this game, but after Cannon Catchings tied the game at 56, it's consecutive makes for West Virginia from Harris, Hansberry, and Hansberry again. 6 in a row for a 6-point lead, 62-56.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, who's going to get a bucket right here? You've got to stop it here. The momentum, they got the crowd in it. Harris is playing really tough defense, but he's kind of egging everybody on to get loud. So who's going to be the guy that scores for you? Who gets the bucket to kind of quiet it down a little bit?
The lights are bright here in Morgantown on this snowy, cold night. BYU inbounding just to the right of head coach Kevin Young, directly in front of our broadcast location. Mawut Mag to do the honors. Into Yegor Demon. Yegor, slow bounce near the timeline. 20-second shot, 6:20 on the game. High screen by Boscovich. He pops out of it high, returns to Demon off the pass. Yegor accelerates down the lane, takes a bump, banks and scores. And that'll be our Hyundai power play of the game from Yegor Demon. It's brought to you by the full lineup of all-wheel drive SUVs, Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game. Yegor Demon with points 7 and 8 goes to the free throw line for a chance at 9 and makes it a 4-point game, 62-58. Seeing so much more of that lately, Yegor driving and scoring.
Yeah, he kind of did that stop and go that Small did to get that foul on Trey a little bit earlier, and he just made that tough basket. Harris had pushed his momentum out. He kind of just lifted up and went on off the glass. Good job by Yegor to get that bucket.
And the free throw. Double figure scoring, by the way, in 4 of his last 5 games. Mag forces a steal to the cutter. Saunders waits, goes up, scores, and they're going to call the foul on the floor before the make. And that'll be number 7, I do believe,
yep,
on the Mountaineers. So 1 and 1 for Saunders. May still get the points anyway, but wow. Mawut Mag with a steal, and Richie hoping for the 3-point play, faked a couple of players in the air, got the foul drawn on the floor. So the foul situation, this can help BYU in the comeback effort for sure, Tyson. 7 fouls, already 1 and 1, and BYU's only fouled 3 times in the second half. Saunders shoots 1 and 1. He's a 77% free throw shooter. Has not taken a free throw tonight, 8 points on the night. If he makes them both, he's got double figure scoring in 10 straight games.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's Harris' second foul in as many like 30 seconds, so he's out of the game. Now they kind of lose that best on-ball defender. But that's a heck of a time for BYU to get their first steal of the game.
And Harris's first two fouls of the game. Saunders front end, got it. Richie Saunders with nine. Again, one more here, and that'll be double figures in 10 straight.
Last player to do that for BYU is Foose, the end of the 2023 season. He scored 10 straight.
Talk about the game Foose had here last year, but Richie had a good game here too. Misses the free throw, by the way. So one for two on the trip. Richie had 17 here last year.
Yep.
BYU draws within two. Richie gets one of two. 62-60. 4-0 surge for BYU after a 6-0 spurt by West Virginia. Mag and Small get tied up, and they're going to call Small offensive foul.
He was trying to lift his arm. He can't do that. Mag has as much position as Small does, and Small is trying to lift his arm up. You can't do that.
So Small with his third.
Just the sixth time this season he's had three or more fouls, Greg.
West Virginia, it's eighth. Non-shooting as it was a team control foul. BYU in four court, though, with a chance to tie or take a lead. Boscovich, top of the key. Left wing, Yegor. Yegor gets a screen from Bosco. He rolls low as it goes high to Saunders. Saunders over the shoulder to Boscovich for the lead. He got it for three, left side. Mihailo Boscovich. And the Cougs go on a 7-0 run.
The Serbian sniper.
30-second timeout taken by West Virginia and Darian DeVries. BYU is back in front. 63-62, what a rally.
Yeah, and I know the West Virginia fans don't like that foul call. As if I'd be a fan, I think the same thing, but like as a player, the defender has much, they have as much room as anybody else. You can't try to move them that way. That's just as if I shoved you. That's the same thing. And he kept doing it. It wasn't just a one-time thing. It was like three or four steps with that. So I get the anxiety and the anger here in the crowd, but Small's got to be smarter than, I mean, he's a veteran guy. But so BYU makes them pay, though, Greg.
They do, and they have a one-point lead with 5:23 to go. Why is that significant? Well, this game's nearing the five-minute mark, and the Cougs have won 43 consecutive games when leading with 5 minutes to go in regulation. They have the lead just outside of five to play. 7-0 run for BYU. They get threes off the bench from Ketchings and Boscovich and Stewart. Not just three, five threes from those three guys off the bench tonight.
It's something to watch for. If BYU makes another three, they'll just be the third team to make 10 or more three-pointers at home against West Virginia this season. Pittsburgh did it and Houston did it.
Both wins for those teams.
Yep.
Joseph Yesufu will take it into four court. 7-0 run for BYU to take a lead late. 63-62. Yesufu with 5:10 to play. Slow bounce with the left hand. Bounce pass on the wing left to Okani. Now high to Powell, return to Okani. Okani drives the base around Boscovich. Reverse lay-in, no. And the rebound to Trevin Nell. BYU has the lead with 5 minutes to play. The Cougs have not lost a game this year or in some time when leading at this time in the ballgame. Yegor to Mawutmeg, right side. Give and go, Yegor. Driving lay-in, score on the assist to Mawut.
That's important. BYU, earlier in the game, they got a one-point lead. They couldn't capitalize. They turned the ball over or have a missed shot. So that gives you some breathing room, Greg.
First lead of more than one tonight, 65-62. Yegor has 11 now, double-figure scoring in 5 of 6 for the Russian freshman. Joseph Yesufu into a three, wide right. It is wide left. And then a loose ball foul. And who's it on? Oh, it's on BYU.
On Boscovich.
Oh, man alive. The Cougs get the miss. And then a loose ball foul on Boscovich. I thought it was going to go the other way. The three not close. And yet, West Virginia retains possession on foul number four. Now the Cougs have to find a way to come out of this with no points allowed because they got the miss a moment ago. Driving is Harris to the cutter. Yesufu, score and one. Wow.
That's two straight fouls on Mihailo as well. I mean, he couldn't really do much there. He just turned around, and Yesufu was there.
65-64. West Virginia draws to within one. Yesufu can tie the game at the free throw line. The Cougs got the miss and a bad miss from three. You get a miss there, rebound, score, and now the crowd starts to feel that BYU is going to start pulling away a little bit, but no. The Mountaineers get the ball back and end up with a three-point play chance. Joseph Yesufu averaging 5.9, already has 10, and it's now 11. That free throw rattled around and dropped down. We're tied up 65 all, 4:15 to go.
But would you expect anything else with these two teams, though, Greg?
It's a four-minute basketball game. Demon High, Boskovic, return to Yegor. Yegor pivoting away from pressure from Okani. Saunders cycles to Nell on the wing right side, stripe extended. Saunders, Bosco, back to Richie from Boskovic. Saunders on the wing right side, down to four, down to three. Yegor with two, deep three, top of the key. Yes! Late in the clock! Yegor! 68-65, BYU the lead, his first three of the night, 14 for Devin.
The man likes a little pressure in his life, Greg. Likes a little bit of pressure. Heck of a shot from the freshman.
With the shot clock at one, can the Cougs going to miss at the other end? 3.5 to go, the under 4 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Powell up top, left wing Yesufu. 3:20 to play. Javon Small playing with three fouls. They need their guy now. Step back, won't take that three. Powell will take that three. Miss it. Offensive rebound, Okani. Put back, score.
Nobody was there to box him out.
14 for Okani. And it's a one-point game, 68-67. More second chance points for West Virginia. They have eight of them after halftime. Boskovic up top. Finds Demon near the timeline. Shot clock at 15. Great making both ways, though. Demon, angle left. Has Okani on the switch. Yegor terminates. Looking for help. Has it with Nell. Back to Yegor. Down to two and down to one again. And this will be a shot clock violation. Turnover, timeout on the floor. Turnover number 12 for BYU. It'll be the Mountaineers in possession with a one-point BYU lead, 68-67. 2:39 to go on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. This one's going to go down to the wire. 68-67, BYU leading West Virginia in Morgantown. Mountaineer basketball as we come back in. The Cougs have taken much better care of the ball in the second half. BYU has just three turnovers after nine in the first half, but their last one was a shot clock violation with a one-point lead. It'll give it Mountaineer basketball, 2:40, just under 2:40 to go.
Yeah, that was a tough position. It's almost back-to-back possessions where BYU left it late in the shot clock, and Yegor bailed him out the first time. Second time, he just, instead of pulling up a three, tried to get to the lane and just ran out of time. West Virginia kind of collapsed on him, but here, this is another chance. You get a stop, you get a chance to extend the lead.
Four ties, nine lead changes. BYU's led for just over four of the game's first 37-plus minutes. Cougars led by Yegor Demons, 14, Cannon Catchings, 11. Okani with 14, Yesufu and Powell, 11 apiece for West Virginia. Small's not been the leading scorer. Nor is he the second or third leading scorer, and yet West Virginia is right there.
He's only taken four shots. I mean, you got to give him props. He hasn't hunted anything. Usually when a leading scorer is not a lot of points, he'll hunt a few shots.
Mountaineers, the cutter Small, collects in the paint, not the shot there, so he passes out to Okani. Hands high to Small. Small on the wing right side. Hooks it low to Okani. Okani doubled. Nearly turned it over. Got it to Powell, though. Now Small cycles in the corner. Three missed by Yesufu. And then collected, stolen out of the hands of Mawut Bag by Toby Okani, who scores at the rim. How did that just happen? BYU got the miss and had the rebound. And Okani snuck in and stole it. 69-68. West Virginia leads it.
Just touched it a little bit to get the ball loose.
Dallin Hall to the top. He's got Mag in the right corner. Saunders in the left corner. Down to a five-second shot clock. Mag will pull and fire for the lead and miss the three. Rebound Yegor Demon on the reset. Dallin straight away. Won't shoot it with 1:43 to go. 69-68, West Virginia leads it. Dallin will drive it. Stop in the left block. Pull it to the middle of the lane. Now across the lane with a five-second shot clock. Step back three. Heavy. Rebound West Virginia, 1:25 to go. Mountaineers lead it and the ball.
Need a stop, not bad shots, just you need a stop right here. You definitely can't give up a three.
Javon Small, slow dribble left side. Hand off Yesufu, straight away Powell. 1:10 to play, down to a 12-second shot clock. Small, hard drive to the right base. Leans in, has to dribble out. It was deflected. BYU wanted a double dribble. It was deflected. Small stops at the right elbow. Steal by Yegor. Yegor breaks away. That's going to be a flagrant one.
It should
one.
Be a flagrant one.
BYU
it should
will
be a
have
flagrant one.
Free throws and possession.
Should be a flagrant one. He was on his way to an easy layup.
Yegor had the steal, was on his way. That'll be one and one.
And it was in the backcourt.
Plus possession. 57.7 to go. What a steal by Demon. A chance for BYU to go in front here. They're going to go to the monitor, I think, on this.
Yep. Talk to me, Greg. What's the rule on that? You know the rule better than I do. Greg, what's the rule on that? You're the master of all things rules.
What's that?
The flagrant. Is it clear path or what's the?
No, it'll be free throws in the ball.
Okay. But what would constitute a flagrant?
Any intentional foul like that's a flagrant. It's a flagrant one.
Okay, because he didn't go for the ball. He just grabbed his arm when he was running by.
Yeah.
Thank you for dealing with my lack of knowledge of the rule book. This is a big call.
But because it was a flagrant one, it would take it away from a one and one and give it a two free throw
situation.
And
then BYU gets the ball back.
And then BYU gets the ball.
Which is big.
So now BYU will shoot two the rest of the way, that was foul number nine.
Yeah, we'll see what they say. I mean, the officials are still looking at it. This is a big call. What a play. They played such great defense on Small.
Previous time down, the Cougs got a miss and a rebound, but the ball was knocked away by Okani, who then scored to give West Virginia a one-point lead. BYU missing at the other end, and then as they came down to forecourt, Small is credited with the turnover, the steal by Demon, and then a foul that I think will be called a flagrant one, which will be free throws and possession for BYU with 57.7 to go and a 69-68 West Virginia lead. BYU basketball is brought to you in part by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Well,
and that's Yegor's 27th steal this year. That ties him for 10th of all on the all-time freshman list.
So his top 10 in freshman steals with that swipe. Hopefully this will be part of a BYU comeback to cap Tom Holmo's day. He's been on the trip. He's been with us in Cincinnati and West Virginia. And it was while we were here in Morgantown that the news became public today of Tom's impending retirement at the end of the school year. Next month will mark 20 years in the AD chair. And there's been no one better at that job at BYU than Tom Holmo, who's sitting about 6 feet behind me here in Morgantown.
And I kept a secret. He kept a secret from me. We had the pregame meal together today, and Tom didn't tell me anything that he was going to do. I knew this announcement. I was in the dark. But good for him. Tom's been a great AD for us. It's just incredible. He's been great for BYU, and it's going to be sad to see him go, but he's done so many great things. So they didn't call flagrant one.
They did not.
Interesting.
They just called it a regular foul, a common foul, and one and one. So we're back to one and one and no possession. That is interesting.
I mean, maybe they thought that West Virginia had a guy back, but still, he didn't make an attempt at the ball. He just grabbed his arm.
Well, they reviewed it and judged it to be a basketball play, and now Demon has the pressure free throws. He's 1 for 2 tonight, 14 points on the night. One for two at the line. The crowd gets loud for Yegor. Got it. Smooth as silk. 15 for Yegor. Ties the game at 69. 58 seconds even. They put a little bit of time on the clock. Second for the lead. Two swishes for Yegor. 16 to lead BYU. Outstanding.
Those are perfect, Rick. There's nothing. They didn't leave anything to the imagination there. Nothing but net. Just like you in the church ball days. Ice in his veins. The Canadian kid.
Toby Okani inbounds to Javon Small, and West Virginia back to front. BYU has a lead in the final minute here in Morgantown. 70-69. Small, slow dribble to the right side. Now top of the key, guarded by Saunders. Saunders stays with Small to the right elbow. Small now restarts, drives and kicks. Corner attempt is up and in and out. Rebound to Richie. The miss by Yesufu. And now the Cougs have a 7-second separation between game clock and shot clock.
So what
the Cougs get into forecourt, and they're going to play this without a timeout, and West Virginia is going to play it out and hope for a stop. Down to 22 seconds, 14 on the shot. Kata, right wing, Mawut Mag, and now timeout. Timeout, Kevin Young.
I think that's a good call there, Greg. I don't think he didn't like what he saw there. And in the past few games, BYU, when these situations, they've got the shot clock to go down a little too low, and I think they have to force him. In this situation, I think Coach Young really wants to get a shot that he feels comfortable with. So you see some subs here. I think that's part of Coach Young's learning, because I think maybe 10 games ago, to be like, let's go. But I think he sees something he doesn't like, and he's like, hey, we got a timeout to give. Let's call a timeout. Let's get the players we want in the game for this. I mean, a shot that really could determine the game.
A two makes it almost impossible to lose in regulation. A three may win you the game. You've got an 11-second shot clock, an 18.8-second game clock, and BYU without field goals in the last 3.5 minutes is doing enough to have a lead late in Morgantown. 70-69 is our score. BYU in front. Cougar basketball brought to you in part by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everyone, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's, quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman.
And Greg, with Yegor's second free throw, BYU is now at 70 points. This is only the second time in Big 12 play they've allowed over 70 points. That was their only other time was a loss to Arizona. At home. So that's big. We thought this was going to be a lower score game, but I think BYU's done a good job. Both teams I have are really kind of picking up the pace in the second half.
Well, you see, when you consider that West Virginia had allowed 65 or fewer in the last four games.
Yeah. And you can see why, right? Like, defensively, they're tough, right? But especially Harris, but BYU, they've just made those shots down the stretch. Like I said, Mihailo has a three. Trey has two. Cannon has, you know, it's come from everywhere tonight. This is going to be a total team win.
Neither team's leading scorer is in double figures.
I didn't have that on my bingo card, Greg, to be honest with you. And Richie.
Richie could get there here in the next few seconds.
So could Small.
Yegor in to Saunders, back to Yegor. Down to a 7-second shot clock, 15-second game clock. Richie with the ball, finds Boscovich. Boscovich dives low, gets right to the rim. Up and in! And the foul! A chance for a three-point play! Wow! This might seal the deal.
Mihailo
Boscovich.
Greg. Mihailo Boscovich, like, I love the guy to death. He's one of my favorite human beings, but holy cow, Greg.
It crawls over the rim, takes the hit. So it's a three-point lead for BYU. A free throw here might just close the door.
That's a grown man move.
9.3 to play. Boscovich.
That's a grown man move.
With points 4 and 5, what a weekend he's had. He's 14 of 18 at the free throw line this season. The Serbian takes a deep breath, exhales, shoots, and scores! 73-69. The Cougs lead by 4. And the Cougs have a foul. And the Cougs have a foul to give. Let's keep that point in mind.
Something they didn't do in the first half.
Late in the first half. So the Cougs can blow up whatever the Mountaineers have in mind. We'll stay right here with it and talk this one over. Wow, what an effort from BYU here in Morgantown. 73-69 of all people, Mihailo Boscovich with a drive, a score, a hit, and a free throw. A three-point play late to put the Cougs up 4. BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. And after that make from Mihailo, the BYU bench exploded, and Kevin Young, who's a pretty even-keeled fellow, Kevin Young showed as much emotion as I've seen him display at any point this season when that ball went over the rim from Mihailo.
I thought this scores table was
going to collapse.
I know you've had the water bottle incident last year, but I thought like the King Kong slam or something. Is that the move? Like, he was beating that like he was a jockey running secretary, and like, just unreal. But like, I think people think he's just this non, like, he wants to win. And like, that's a play he drew up, right? Like, that's a big-time play, and like, that deserves a big-time reaction.
And look at these two foreign freshmen. Yegor makes his last three free throws. Mihailo makes the free throw that may win the game for BYU here. What an effort from two youngsters, and what a split this would be for BYU. This is the kind of game that might get you in the NCAA tournament. It's a quad one win if the Cougs can hang on here.
And guess what? Free throws. Free throws, Greg. I know people like to harp on the Cougars when they don't shoot the free throw, when they're not good from the free throw line. But what? Let's talk about when they do are good. They're shooting
81% tonight.
Let's give them some props, right? I know when they shoot six, like, that loses game, but they're, like, give the guys some credit.
All right, BYU with a foul to give here. 9.3 to play. Okani will inbound to Yesufu. Yesufu gets it into forecourt. Yesufu's going to race it. There's a bump. There's a bank. It's off the window. No call. And Trey Stewart's going to run it the other way, pull it out beneath the hoop, and the clock will run out. That'll do it. That will do it. BYU's a winner, 73-69 over West Virginia here at WVU Coliseum. What a win for the Cougs, and what a road split for BYU. We'll come back with a post-game recap on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back to Morgantown, West Virginia. BYU a winner at West Virginia. Final score 73-69. Let's get you a couple of quick postgame stats before we kick it back to Ben Bagley for Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, then a return to West Virginia for player and coach commentary coming up. All right, BYU shoots on this night 46% to West Virginia's 47. So the Cougs get outshot by a bit in the win. From the three-point line, BYU 10 of 28, 36%. West Virginia 9 for 27, 33%. Free throws, BYU was very good, 81%, 13 of 16. West Virginia also good, but took just 7, made 6 at 86%. BYU out-rebounds West Virginia by 10 tonight, 35-25, 10-5 on the offensive glass. Turning into 9 second-chance points, West Virginia actually outscored BYU in second-chance points 10-9. Points off of turnovers were a factor, 17-11 West Virginia, but they didn't kill BYU as the Cougs turned it over only 3 times after halftime. West Virginia, meantime, turned it over 6 times after the break. Final turnover number ends up at 12-7, BYU 12 and West Virginia 7. The Cougs outscored West Virginia from the bench, 38-18, and that's going to turn out to be our new skin data discovery of the night, brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Bench scoring, BYU 38-18, and so many big bench outings. Fuseni Traore, 7. Cannon Catchings, 11. Mihala Boskovic, 6. Trey Stewart, 8. It came from everywhere tonight. Richie Saunders actually had his first non-double-figure scoring game in 10 games, and the Cougs found other ways to get the job done tonight. So BYU gets the scoring from Yegor Demon, 16, including 3 big free throws late. Cannon Catchings, 11, 2 of 3 from 3. Then you go down to Saunders at 9, 8 for Stewart. Trey Stewart, 2 off a career high. Foose with 7. Dallin Hall with 6. Mihailo Boskovic, 6. Mawut Mag, 5. Trevin Nell, 3. And Kabakata, 2, getting you to 73. West Virginia gets 16 from Toby Okani, 11 from Jonathan Powell, 11 from Joseph Yesufu. Javon Small, only his second non-double-figure scoring game of the year with 9 points. 8 for Hansberry, 7 Harris, 5 for Tenor, putting you at 69. BYU wins it 73-69 to get the Cincy West Virginia road split. Much more coming up from Morgantown, but we'll send you back to BYU Radio for Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, which tips off next with Ben Bagley right here on the new skin, BYU.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU comes home tonight after a tough, hard-fought 73-69 win at West Virginia. It was a very balanced effort from BYU, with Yegor Demon with 16, Cannon Catchings with 11. Outside that, BYU had 6 other players on the roster with anywhere from 5 to 9 points tonight, including a pivotal 8 points off the bench by Trey Stewart, 6 of those coming off of 2 big threes. Just right around halftime. as a result, in BYU getting the win, they do get a game above 500 in conference play and add another quad one win to the resume. Now 3-5 in quad one games this season, and this being their first quad one road win. It is mid to late, it's getting to mid-February. It is time to watch the resumes, and this is a nice one for BYU, who came into the day, according to Joe Lunardi, as the last team in to into the brackets, according to Bracketology. So this might give a BYU a little bit of padding, a nice quad one win. Fans, remember, when you Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50 on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. Before we get you to the Big 12 scoreboard, if you missed the big news of the day, after 20 years at the helm of BYU sports as the Cougars athletic director, Tom Homo announced his upcoming retirement today. Homo was hired in 2005 and has seen BYU transition from the Mountain West Conference to football independence and the WCC, and again a move to the Big 12 Conference where they are today. Homo has seen national championships, a lot of conference championships. He's hired two head football coaches, three men's basketball coaches, as well as many other coaches, head coaches hired across all of Cougar sports. Tom has also been recognized nationally, winning multiple National Athletic Director Awards. Homo will continue his duties through the 2024-25 athletic season. There will be a press conference tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain on BYU TV and BYU Radio featuring Tom Homo and BYU President Shane Reese. Congrats to Tom Homo for a successful tenure at BYU as athletic director, leading BYU sports into the Big 12 and into a pathway to a successful future coming ahead. Our best to Tom Homo in his retirement. Now to the college hoops scoreboard in the Big 12. Just looking at a couple of finals and a couple of games coming down to the wire here. Iowa State goes to UCF and gets a 77-65 win. The 10th-ranked Cyclones with the 11-point win at UCF. Cincinnati holds serve at home with a 10-point win over Utah, 85-75. Jizzle James, hey, he's still hot from the BYU game. He had 25 points and 6 assists in the game tonight. Of course, BYU winners over West Virginia. Two other games in action right now. 15-20 left in the second half. 13th-ranked Arizona trailing at Kansas State 41-35. And with 16:54 left in the first half, 17th-ranked Kansas out to an early 10-5 lead at home against Colorado. Trey Stewart will be your post-game guest. That's coming up next as we get back out to the Utah Ice Center courtside seats at the WVU Coliseum for more Cougar Post-Game Live with Greg Rebel. Cougars are winners tonight, 73-69 at West Virginia, and you heard it here on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Rubel with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Morgantown, West Virginia, WVU Coliseum. BYU is now 2-0 in this building after wins last year and this year. Trey Stewart joining me courtside here on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live. We're going to begin our post game coverage with a couple of post game honorees. The Metal Mark Steel Man of the Game and the Waystar Star of the Game. Start with Star of the Game, and we kind of let Trey pick this one, all right? So the Waystar Star of the Game is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And, yeah, there are a lot of good candidates in this game. Yegor Demon has 16, ends the game with some clutch free throws near the end of the game. At least Cannon Catching is a strong game, 11 off the bench. But there was a guy out there named Javon Small that was averaging 19 a game, who scored 9 tonight. And the primary defensive assignment to Small went to Mawut Magg. Mawut's going to be the Waystar Star of the Game. Mawut ends up with 5 points and an assist and a steal and a really tough defensive assignment, holding Small to 9, only his second game not scoring in double figures all year. Now for the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. All types of steel products, from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart is everyone's metal store. Steel Man of the Game, coming off the bench, Mihailo Boskovic. 9 minutes and 15 seconds worth of time, 6 points,
couple of rebounds, and the game sealing three-point play. And we could have chosen Trey Stewart for our steal man of the game for that matter, too, because Trey was excellent. 8 points, two off his career high. 8 points is his Big 12 career high. Perfect shooting from the floor, 3 of 3, 2 of 2 from three. Trey Stewart, congratulations to you and the boys. Big, big win.
Thank you, brother. That was awesome. Great feeling in this building. So 2-0. I'll take it in here.
You know, talking with Coach Young in pregame, and he said sometimes more than X's and O's, it's just about just being the tougher team. And mm-hmm. and he felt that maybe that's something maybe you didn't have enough of in Cincinnati. I thought you guys had toughness in spades tonight. I thought toughness was the calling card for this team tonight.
Yeah, no, that was a huge emphasis for us. I mean, we had a really great practice the other day, and, I mean, you practice how you play. And just that mentality, Coach is saying, bring that same energy that you brought to practice. Let's bring that to the game, because that was a huge thing in Cincinnati where, like, we can't be getting back down. Like, we can't have people calling us soft, because at the end of the day, our guys work their butts off in practice. So, I mean, we just got to bring that out. And I guess he always says we got to bring it out when it matters the most, when, you know, the crowd's loud, everything's going,
that's
the
game's the thing
on the line.
And this is a great environment for that, right?
100%, 100%.
The crowd tonight, more than 10,000, almost 11,000 in the stands on this snowy night. How about you? I think this is your first game with multiple threes in a game. Does that sound right to you?
I honestly have no clue on that one.
I think that's right. Either way, you were feeling it tonight. Great stroke. And just your mentality as a guy that might get 1 minute, you might get 11 minutes. Tonight you played 6-plus. You coming into the game, what do you want to get done for your guys?
I mean, I had a really good time. I mean, first of all, shout out Coach Brady. Love Coach Brady and Coach JL. They've been the ones who always consistently have been working with me.
Jordan Brady, player development director, John Linehan.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. And Kyle as well, GA. I mean, the work hasn't changed for me. It's just been consistent the whole time. So coming in this game, me and JB had a good talk, and he was like, your job isn't to play basketball. Your job is to be ready to play basketball. And that's a very hard thing to swallow, because it's like, no, I want to come here to actually get in the game and play. But your job is to come in. Your job is to be ready when your name is called. It's a hard pill to swallow, but that's what you got to do.
It's a good weekend for you. You got meaningful minutes against Cincinnati. You're seeing the floor a little more, yep. and making plays. Nothing. I mean, that's all you can hope to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's great. That's great.
BYU is now 2-0 in a very tough place to play. This is a great building, and West Virginia is building with a new coach, but it's a solid, solid road win, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. And I love Morgantown. I had the opportunity last summer to travel here. And do some stuff for BYU TV, and it was just fun to kind of get around and get to know the environment, the culture of the school, and overall, like, incredible building, incredible fans, and, yeah, enjoyed it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and get some closing comments with Trey Stewart as we continue from courtside. BYU defeats West Virginia by a final score of 73-69. More with Trey coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, the big numbers in BYU's 73-69 win at West Virginia, bench scoring 38-18, plus 20 on the bench. And one of the bench brigade members, Trey Stewart, my guest here courtside. How much do you guys take that into consideration, that you consider yourselves a deep team with guys who can produce up and down the roster?
Coach talked about this. He was saying it's a blessing and a curse, because sometimes, you know, players don't get to play. But it took everyone tonight, as you saw from the game. I mean, you look at Mihai coming off the bench. That was just huge minutes. And just being able to have that confidence of, like, okay, we got to turn to someone to get some energy. I mean, you saw that Cincinnati game. Mihai came in and was ready for it. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have people always ready on the bench.
Okay, Mihailo's three-point play kind of seals the deal.
Great.
What was the call, maybe, or a set of calls coming out of that timeout to open it up for Mihai?
Yeah, no, that was not the play call, but Mihai made a great read. He just played basketball. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. You come out, it's like a chess match between the coaches. They're trying to change ball screen coverages so it can be different. They're already in the ball screen. So
Richie's got two guys on him out front.
Yeah, Richie's got two guys, so then all of a sudden something else is open. So really, at the end of the day, it's just playing basketball, and Mihai did a really good job of making a read.
So he makes the bucket, and that's a three-point lead. So now you probably can't lose a game in regulation, but if he makes a free throw, you probably seal the deal, and he makes the free throw.
And that was just like, felt like 10,000 pounds just lifted off our shoulders. It was like, okay, and then we get in the timeout, and everyone's like, don't foul, keep everything in front of you, and we win the game. And that's what happened.
Okay, so after the loss to Cincinnati, taking a road split home feels pretty big, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great. It was a long road trip. I mean, it felt like we were out here for years. It's the longest one of the year, but, yeah, grateful we got that 1-1.
What's quad one win? That's your third one. And, yes, those do matter. At this time of year, you're looking at portfolio and postseason and brackets and all that kind of stuff. And how much do you pay attention to that stuff?
I'm going to be honest. I don't pay attention to it at all. I watch games. I watch a lot of the Big 12 games, see our opponents, see how they play, and just kind of the flow. I enjoy it. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of the game of basketball. But when it comes to, like, all the numbers, all the statistics, very don't care about that. So.
But you know where you want to be in a month and a half.
Know where I want to be. Obviously, yeah. You know the goal, but there's really no point in looking at it, at least in my opinion, because it's like, I mean, you can stress about the numbers, but at the end of the day, you got to come in and execute, and that's all that matters.
Well, this one helped tonight for sure. And whatever you want to get done, this one helped.
Yep.
Trey, well done to you and the guys. It'll make the long flight home a little more enjoyable.
Oh, yes.
And you want to give a little shout-out to Tom Holmoe tonight?
Yes, I had the opportunity to talk to Tom before the game, and then as soon as he walked out, I opened my phone. And it was like, Tom Holmoe retired 2024, 2025 athletic season. And I walked back out. I was like, wow, I just saw this. I'm so sorry. I was like, I love you. I'm grateful for the like legacy you built. I have nothing but gratitude for Tom Holmoe. He built an incredible athletic program and been great to me.
Well said. All right, Trey, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Tom Holmoe. He's still here. But Kevin Young's coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back courtside here at WVU Coliseum in Morgantown. 10,879 on hand on a snowy, frigid night here in northern West Virginia. As BYU comes in and goes now 2-0 in the Coliseum, 73-69. The Cougs over the Mountaineers. What a win for BYU. What a closing stretch, too. 17-7 to end the game. Head coach Kevin Young joining me now on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coach Show. Coach, congrats on a massive win and a great weekend split for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to win both, but, you know, coming out here, you know, you felt like a split was going to be a good situation for us. But more than anything, just proud of our guys' response. You know, our team has responded really well through adversity through this season. Thing that I loved about this game was, I told our players, you know, this was probably our best team win all year. You know, you had multiple guys coming in that haven't been a huge part of the rotation that end up making massive plays, and, you know, everybody contributed.
So many guys were part of this win. Richie is held to 9. Javon Small also was held to 9 for his team. So both teams needed other guys to do it, and both teams kind of got those outings. Yegor goes for 16, makes 3 big free throws in the second half, including kind of big ones late. And then you get Mihailo with 6, and he makes a free throw to kind of seal the deal. And the bench out scores the West Virginia bench 38-18 tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Mihailo, he's a guy that I've been trying to find, you know, more minutes for. He gives us a different look at the 5, you know, just being a little bit, you know, obviously more spacing. You know, his skill level is a really big weapon for us, especially against teams like this that pressure really hard. And that's kind of why I went with Foose and Mihailo more in the second half, just having a big we could kind of run offense through. I thought helped. I think that helped to limit the turnovers to get the ball out of, you know, give Dallin and Yegor a little bit of a blow.
Kind of surprised that our broadcast location is still usable at this point. After the field goal on the Mihailo and one, you let your exuberance out on the scorer's table here.
Yeah, you know, every now and then, man, I just, you know, it comes out. That was obviously a huge play. You know, you just, I mean, you know how it is because you're around us all the time, but you just put so much energy mentally and emotionally into this game. And, you know, this was a massive moment for our team to be on the road and get a big win in a really, really awesome atmosphere against a good club. So, you know, my emotions got the best of me.
It was a great moment, and this was a game of moments, and I felt it was a toughness moment too, and that's what you wanted to see from your guys, right? And I felt like this was a toughness win down the stretch.
Yeah, I thought there was direct carryover to what we did in practice yesterday late in the game. You know, and that's something that we've haven't been great at. So the execution, you know, that layup Yegor got on a little cut. I mean, I could go down the list, but I was happy with the and it didn't start that way. You know, we had 9 turnovers in the first half that, you know, 13 points they scored off of. I think it was 13-0 in terms of points off turnovers. So, you know, our guys, I just told them straight up at halftime, look, if you want to win, we got to stop turning the ball over. And, you know, like I said, playing Foose and Mihailo, we played through them a bit more than we normally do at the top of the circle there, and that really, I think, helped us.
Interesting note, BYU now 16-0 this season. Well, all their wins have come when leading with 5 minutes to go in regulation, and the Cougs have been closing it out quite well. That's now 44 consecutive wins when leading at the five-minute mark to go. We'll take a break, come back with more from Coach Kevin Young. It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU wins a grinder here in Morgantown tonight. Points per possession, BYU 1.14, West Virginia 1.13. Felt like a one- or two-possession game, and it was. 73-69, BYU wins it with an excellent closing stretch. I mentioned, Coach, 17-7 down the stretch after being down a little bit late.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, our execution, the carryover from practice was big time. You know, guys stepping up, making huge plays. Yegor making the big free throws. Mihai giving us a whole different kind of look out there. You know, but not to be lost in all this was just the defensive job that really Mawut, Trey, and then our whole team did on Javon Small. I mean, he's as dynamic as of a guard as I've seen in college basketball, quite frankly, and certainly in our league. So, you know, I thought we did an outstanding job on him.
It's his 24th game this year. It's only the second time he's not been in double figures.
Yeah, I mean, that speaks volumes. I mean, he's really talented. And so I thought, hats off to our group for an outstanding effort.
Okay, time for the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so it's no surprise. One of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to ryanvaluation.com. And we're going to turn to the turnover number. BYU ends up with 12, but what I want to go inside that is that there are only 3 after halftime. Something you wanted to get turned around, you did after the break.
Yeah, then I mean, so what happens there? So then you go for 41 points in the second half, whereas in the first you go 32. Yeah, I'm not that smart, but it's like when you get more chances to score, usually you're going to.
It's a possessions game.
Exactly. And so it's hard to score when you're giving the ball up. And our team, we're an efficient basketball team. And so when we get shots, you know, I think we usually get good shots. And so it's just frustrating when we're coughing the ball up. I mean, I think for me that was a little frustrating in the first half. And I know you wanted this to be a positive one, so I'll keep it positive. But we were just throwing the ball, just doing too much, you know, just – silly stuff, you know. And so proud of our guys for, you know, making the necessary adjustment to just make simple plays and hit singles in the second half, and that's how we were able to limit those turnovers.
But in the game you win by 4, you win the points off of turnovers category by 7 in the second half.
And again, that's kind of what the story was in the first half, right? So it kind of flipped on its head. But you know, a lot to take away from this game. You know, we'll have to you know, look at the film and continue to see how we can make some adjustments for the next time we play.
10 guys scored for BYU tonight. And we've got to give Yegor some credit here because he kept grinding in this one. He finishes with 16 to lead you, 3 rebounds, a couple of assists, makes his last 3 free throws, ends up on a 50% shooting night at 6 for 12. That includes a 5 for 8 inside the three-point line, and his drives are ending in points really frequently.
Yeah, I've been talking to him about that quite a bit, you know, trying to get him to attack downhill more and more and more. I won't make a too big of a fuss of it, but I thought he could have got to the line 15 times a night. I thought they were fouling him quite a bit on his drives, you know, with the stuff they
and
let.
Even out front.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. You know, like it's
blows at the start of the drive.
Yeah, honestly, it blows my mind what they allow in this league. But we got to adjust, and I can't get caught up in trying to cry too much to the refs, and we just got to be tougher with the ball.
Okay, road split takes you home now. You got the Kansas State Kansas teams coming in this next weekend, but certainly a quad one win, a road win against a team that a lot of folks have in the field right now. Really valuable win tonight.
Yeah, huge win. Our guys – you know, we don't speak necessarily directly about it in the way you just did, but our guys know. You know, I say enough to these guys know what games are. I mean, every game's huge, but we have more work to do, and our guys know that. So, you know, this was obviously a big one for us, and hopefully we just can keep stacking them up so that there's no question when it's time to, you know, see who's in.
About 6 feet behind me in the front row tonight was BYU AD Tom Holmo, who got a real nice capper to his day today that we all find out the news came out he'll be retiring at the end of the school year. Maybe just a thought or two about a guy that's been obviously pretty instrumental in your recent life path.
Yeah, Tom's an absolute stud. I love him. I mean, he's, you know, me and him, I think, have a unique kind of relationship just because, you know, there's not a ton of people in the college ranks that have lived, like, the pro side of things, and he has. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff that him and I can kind of just relate upon. And so I've enjoyed that. You know, he's a great guy, got a great family. I'm definitely going to miss him for sure. I know he'll be around a little bit still. But, you know, happy for him and his family. He's had a tremendous run. You know, honestly, his leadership was one of the reasons I was attracted to this job. So we'll definitely miss him, but, you know, happy for, like I said, him and his family to spend a little bit more time together.
Right on. Well, Coach, congrats again to you and the guys on a great win, and I'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
Thanks, man.
All right, that is Kevin Young. And that'll do it for BYU basketball on this Tuesday night here in Morgantown, West Virginia, in front of 10,879. BYU is an 73-69 winner over West Virginia. Cougs go to 16-8 on the year, 7-6 in the Big 12. All right, fantastic stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. So let's thank our crew tonight. We start with the folks back at BYU Radio. Ben Bagley, our studio host, coordinating producer, Terry South, control board operators and editors, James Finlayson and Kaylee Radford, BYU Radio engineering coordinator, Barry Squires. Thanks go out to West Virginia SID, Brian Messerly, for arranging our pregame chat with head coach Darian DeVries. And, of course, that means BYU basketball communications director Tyson Jex gets the shout-out for doing double duty here in Morgantown. Tyson, the men's basketball communications director, has all of his various responsibilities, and he added color commentary to that tonight. So our thanks to you, Tyson Jex, who now improves to 4-1 on the headset.
Mark, I love you, but I think the numbers speak for themselves.
He's
much better than I am. But you know, 4-1, that's I mean, that gets you into the Hall of Fame in most sports.
You keep this rate up. You know, we keep using you in spot duty like this. We pick our moments with you. Well done, Tyson. Thanks for all you do. And, of course, Tyson, a big part of our broadcast, even when he's not on the headset. But it was great to have you on the headset tonight. This was a fun one.
It was. I know there's a lot of people that are listening like that. I would love to have that opportunity, and I'm just blessed, Greg, that you trust me to do this and not mess it up. So, I mean, I really appreciate it, and it's just cool to work side by side with you. It's nice to be on your left hand. You know, I'm usually on your right hand man, left hand man. We just keep winning.
Well, you do outstanding work, and I know I and the Cougar Nation audience really appreciated your insights tonight. So for all of those folks, and thanks to Trey Stewart for joining us postgame as well. You heard Kevin Young pre- and postgame. That was our BYU basketball broadcast tonight. Okay, that will do it. My name is Greg Wrubell, thanking all those folks and thanking you for tuning in. Our final score from Morgantown is BYU 73 and West Virginia 69. We're back with you in Studio C with Coach Kevin Young on Thursday for BYU Basketball with Kevin Young, his weekly TV Coaches Show. That'll be a fun one, so we'll see you there in 2 nights. And then 2 nights after that, it'll be BYU basketball back at the Marriott Center with Kansas State in town. And, man, the Wildcats are playing well right now. That'll start off a two-game home set for the Cougs. So, once again, Greg Wrubell saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Morgantown, West Virginia.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good. Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside cavernous WVU Coliseum on the campus of West Virginia University in Morgantown on a frigid, snowy February night. As tonight, the 15-8 BYU Cougars visit the 15-8 Mountaineers of West Virginia. Oh, Yegor lopes down the lane, and there it is. A scoop off the window of the right hand. Gets it to go, and BYU draws to within one at 3-2. First two on the night for Yegor Demon in the forecourt for BYU. Yegor on the wing left. 5 second shot clock. Lobs low to Kata. Kata at the rim with the finish. Off the assist from Yegor Demon. 3-pointer the other way. Good for Trevin Nellen. It could have been a 4-point play opportunity as Trevin took a hit after the make. BYU draws to within one at 8-7. Has made its last four from the floor. Great answer from Dallin Hall. 3-pointer right side for DH. And Dallin Hall, who played so well here last year, gives BYU a 3-pointer to stop the bleeding for the moment. A reset now, Foose. Foose on a post-up. Jump hook around and down for Fuseni Traore. Good to see. Foose gets his first two, and BYU within two at 14-10. Out to Baker. Right wing Hall, three. Again, Dallin Hall gives BYU the lead. His second three, 15-14. The Cougars leading, catching free throw line jumper. That's off the back rim. Rebound falls to Foose. Stick back, score. Second chance points for BYU. A couple of Mountaineers had to slip through their fingers, and Fuseni Traore, the beneficiary. 4 points now for Foose, and BYU draws to within one again, 21-20. Rebound Foose, down floor Dallin. Hall, right wing Catchings. Catchings dribbles into a three. That's good from the right wing. Cannon Catchings has six. And BYU makes it a one-point game again, 24-23. And Yegor will drive from the wing, jump a pass to Richie in the corner left side. Richie will drive, cuff, stop at 3 feet, throw it up, and score it. There he goes. A little push shot right in front of the rim for Richie Saunders, his first two, and BYU draws within two, 29-27. Foose operating at the top of the key, hands off to Trey Stewart, who comes to meet. Left wing Dallin. Dallin. Drive out to Trey for three. Looks on line. Sit down. Trey Stewart with a three-pointer to put BYU on top. 32-31, with 14.6 to go. Mag will roll low as Demon takes it to the rim and scoops off the window with a right hand. A drive and score for Yegor Demon. And a late whistle. Was that a foul?
They're going to count it, yeah.
And a three-point play chance. Mag to answer from three. Yes.
He does.
Mawut Mag, three-pointer. His first field goal make is a three. And an answer to make it a three-point game. 42-39. Back and forth we go here in Morgantown. Yegor takes a nice screen. Driving lay-in score. Kaba Kata walling off his man. And a reset to Dallin Hall on the arc right side. He will drive. Hand off Foose. Foose up and in! With the foul, a chance for a three-point play. Offensive rebound, more second chance points for BYU. Foose has six and a chance for seven. Foose straddles the three-point line to the cutter. Richie Saunders lay-in on the reverse.
Foose showing it all. The and one, the pass. That's the Foose that we've come to know and love. It's good to see him kind of...
Foul situation, five for West Virginia, one for BYU. Jersey number one, Trey Stewart drives to the hole and scores to make it 52-48 off the inbounds. Hand off Saunders with four and with three. Richie gives back to Dallin Hall with two and with one. Corner three, Trey Stewart again!
Career high.
52-51. Trey Stewart with now eight. Two off his career high. Foose hands off to Trey. Trey at the free throw line. Right, left wing Richie. Richie gets a screen from Traore. Driving reverse lane. Good by Saunders. A nice wall set by Foose as Saunders ends up with eight. And BYU still down, but down only a point now. 54-53. Can the Cougs get a stop at the other end? Inside the three-point line. Straight away Trey. Trey Stewart driving kick. Cannon Catchings into a three. Knocks it down and ties the game at 56. Cannon Catchings. Cannon fire from the right side. He's got 11. Yegor accelerates down the lane. Takes a bump. Banks and scores. Yegor Demon with points 7 and 8. Goes to the free throw line for a chance at 9. Left wing Yegor. Yegor gets a screen from Bosco. He rolls low as it goes high to Saunders. Saunders over the shoulder to Boskovic for the lead. He got it! For three, left side, Mihailo Boskovic! And the Cougs go on a 7-0 run. Mawut Mag, right side. Give and go, Yegor. Driving lane and score on the assist to Mawut. First lead of more than one tonight. 65-62. Yegor has 11 now. Double-figure scoring in 5 of 6 for the Russian freshman from Boskovic. Saunders on the wing right side, down to four, down to three. Yegor with two, deep three, top of the key. Yes! Late in the clock! Yegor, 68-65. BYU the lead. His first three of the night. 14 for Devin. Yegor in to Saunders. Back to Yegor. Down to a 7-second shot clock. 15-second game clock. Richie with the ball. Finds Boscovich. Boscovich dives low. Gets right to the rim. Up and in! And the foul! A chance for a three-point play! Wow! This might seal the deal.
Mihailo
Boscovich takes a deep breath, exhales, shoots, and scores! 73-69, the Cougs lead by four. Yesufu's going to race it. There's a bump. There's a bank. It's off the window. No call. And Trey Stewart's going to run it the other way, pull it out beneath the hoop, and the clock will run out. That'll do it. That will do it. BYU's a winner, 73-69 over West Virginia here at WVU Coliseum.